What's poppin'? It's a Thursday show in the DealsNadie.com studios. The Drew and Mike Show. Here we go. Once again. And kind of a goofy-ass day. I've had no hot water for about 6 days. Supposed to come between 1 and 5 today. But no.
It's after 5.
A no-show?
Are you okay?
Not really.
I don't feel tardy.
Before anybody says it, the pilot light was relit, and then it's giving a weird error.
So. Yes, 4 blinks with 3 intermittent seconds.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to come over, fix it.
Oh, man. I have a bad feeling about this.
I inherited broken junk.
I have to admit, hearing my front screen door open and close over and over is driving me fucking insane.
See, Brandon and Trudy don't get to experience that because they haven't been here since it's gotten really bad.
Yeah.
Really, like, really? Bad. Yeah.
That door's been broken, what, 6 times? I'm on the second screen door, and it just... What happens is it doesn't close all the way because people are coming and going all the time, so the wind blows it, and that was once. The latest time, I don't know what... I'm just convinced that because of coronavirus, that things will be shut down so long, there'll be a tree growing through the middle of my house before long. You know those movies like I Am Legend when you can go into any house and just get food or whatever?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool in a way, but I was thinking, oh, okay, I wouldn't want to live there.
Or like the Packard plant, how it has trees growing there. You're going to have a boat on top of your roof soon. Unexplicably.
Come on, your house sucks.
It does. Trudy's got a new mic.
Yeah. Got delivered on Saturday. It was very cool. Very, very pretty.
It's the EV?
Yeah, it is the EV.
What about the 2 extras you ordered?
One is going to be delivered on Monday.
Yes.
But the other one arrived just yesterday, I believe. And I guess we're going to keep that one.
It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
So why do you have 2 extra mics, though? We never really resolved why you ordered 3.
Well, what happened was when you guys were urging me to order it right away while we were on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm on the air. I think the Wi-Fi was screwing with my phone or the app was screwy. And I didn't think it went through, so I clicked it again, and then I clicked it a third time. And so when I after the show,
so definitely it was absolutely not operator error. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely not operator error at all.
It's so funny. It just sounds like something would happen to me.
Technology.
It didn't look. I looked at my shopping cart, and there was nothing in my shopping cart. So I ordered it again. You know, I mean,
that's how Bezos makes all his money. By making people buy multiple items.
Well, I tried to return it immediately, too, and they wouldn't let you return it until it comes to your house first.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. So,
well, Facebook Live's brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. Dark roast, bold flavor, reliable. Don't ask questions. The OG bag of beans may be the only morning friend you'll ever need. If you're lucky, each cup of Death Wish Coffee brews smooth and is extra caffeinated to fuel your busiest days. At least one cup, first thing in the morning, in total isolation. Basic brews, not invited. Get the hell out of here! Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the code Drew15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. Oh, what a weird day. Mm. I was kind of excited about the launch.
Oh, it was very thrilling.
And then no launch. So I'm watching, I'm getting mostly through the Netflix series on El Chapo.
Yeah.
And it was getting kind of, it's so crazy. That story is so crazy. And I'm looking up parts of it as it goes along. Like, did this really happen? It all happened. It's so effing nuts how violent it is that it just started getting so, I mean, there's just people shooting each other all the time. It just gets ridiculous. And it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting a little weary of it, although it's really good, I thought. And then I saw, oh, the Epstein thing loaded today. So I start watching that. And, after the R. Kelly thing, I'm not sure that I can watch too many shows like this again because it's just so awful. It's so hard to watch. And the Epstein story has really been covered, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they revealed anything new.
Yeah, have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched part of it until I fell asleep.
Yeah, I did find some interesting things were coming up every now and again. It's all the more unbelievable, though, to see it all laid out.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
And I'm really starting to, because, you know, you want to get something. Okay, what am I getting out of this? What is the meaning of all this? And I think in that case, you have that standard of somebody who has too much money, and it's called filthy rich, and just uses all that money to turn the legal system on its side. And I don't, you know, we've been allowing this to happen for so long, and I don't know why we continue to let it happen where, you know, and Alan Dershowitz will tell you that, oh, we didn't do anything. Well, we did. Well, I did the best. I'm defending my client. They got PIs on all the victims. They're going through the trash of the victims. They're going through the trash of the police involved in the case.
Great lawyer.
They're going through the entire police station's cash. You know, you just have so much money, you can pay people to do all these things, and you can find ways to discredit just about anybody. Then the guy deposing Epstein, and remember he asked him about having an egg-shaped penis?
Yeah.
And Epstein was really pissed. Actually, he walked off.
Well, that just proves that he had an egg-shaped penis.
Yeah, he's pretty sensitive.
Way to prove his point, idiot.
Well, that lawyer, he is already being followed by a private investigator. At that point, they start surveilling his home and his wife. So there's also people posing as police. These people have to be hired by the... I don't think they ever cop to this. But there's people posing as police, calling the victims and asking a lot of intimidating questions.
God.
They weren't real, though. Private investigators shining lights in the victims' windows while they slept.
That's nice.
And just staying parked outside their house all day and all night.
Just intimidating.
Yeah, just intimidating. Now, how I don't see, how is this part of defending a client? This should be, I mean, I would think any judge should say, hey, knock it off. That's bullshit. Because not only is there all the shit they dig up on all these innocent victims, and we know a lot about this case because it's, you know, we've heard about it, so it's kind of easy in 2020, or in hindsight. You have 2020, but they don't allow all this stuff in on Epstein. There's all kinds of things in his background that you could try to admit, but they wouldn't let you.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, if he had previous convictions, they wouldn't necessarily allow those to come in.
That seems to be a common problem where the victims get put on trial and not the defendant. That's just what a defense attorney does. You see that in Big Dan's Tavern.
It's a huge point they made.
Maybe you want to lay a couple guys.
Yeah, control. I seen girls do this.
Maybe she went in and want to lay a couple guys, and it got out of hand. I don't know. You know.
I don't know. I think that clip is the best thing to come out of Big Dan's. Period. Not even close.
I don't know. You know. It happened.
Oh, without a doubt, it happens.
The shallowest thought I had watching that.
Oh, by all means, bring it.
Sorry, you're talking over the guy from Big Dan's. they loved those dark red leather jackets. That was like a huge fad. And like three or four people, two of the defendants, had those dark, tighter than dick skin, red leather jackets.
They're just hideous, too.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that a Michael Jackson thing? Didn't he have a red leather jacket in some video?
The Romantics album cover. What I like
I
about
seen girls
you.
Do this.
another of Epstein's victim, by the way, they found out that she'd had three abortions. So of course she's badgered about this.
God,
I mean it just gets ridiculous. And Alan Dershowitz has absolutely no shame, just none. Mm-hmm. And he's been going after.
He never took his underwear off though, so he's fine.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the end of those underwears.
But it just never stops. It just gets worse and worse. He's on that house arrest thing. He's got chicks coming over who are underage.
Yeah, Epstein, yeah.
Well, he's being guarded by a guy he's paying $42 an hour. He goes to New York. What's the first thing he does? Throws a huge party where all these celebrities show up.
Why are you so surprised by this? I mean, money rules everything.
I understand that, but this is, it's just so, it's kind of like what Scientology does, which to me is not legal. It is not legal to fully investigate and have private investigators on every witness. You know, what Harvey Weinstein did was legal, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, has anyone said they can't, has anyone been arrested for what he did?
No.
He's hiring the Israelis.
Defense! Defense! Defense!
I mean, if you have the money to harass people, it's not really harassment. It's you have the money and the resources to just keep throwing money at it and keep harassing the victims.
Well, you know, as long as we say it's okay, then I guess it's okay. But I can't understand how did our legal system get so warped, because it is really warped. You know, and people always want to say, oh, the American judicial system. I knew those 12 people would get it right. You know, all these bullshit platitudes. Bullshit. Yeah. No. Money changes everything, as Cyndi Lauper once said, although that was by the Brain. It was actually originally recorded by the Brains, which is a pretty good version. I was reading about
no one ever until this day.
Maybe not.
Never heard of the Brains.
The Brains are still out there playing. They're from Georgia, and actually I was reading about the Brains not too long ago. The lead singer, and I can't think of his name, he's a really creative guy, and he wrote the song, and he deserves a lot of credit. He bought a new house when Cyndi Lauper recorded it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. He made a bunch of money.
Bloop.
Sorry. Why do
Any
I know this?
Brain busters.
So... I don't know. I'm not sure this is going to be a big winner for Netflix, just because it's. Although a lot of people probably don't know as much as you know.
We were talking about it before the show, Trudy and I. And I just don't have any desire to see it. I don't know why.
Well,
the subject matter. We've talked about it a lot.
We did spend a lot of time on it. There's some interesting audio though of him talking about himself. Did you hear
that
Trudy?
Opening scene? Where he is being cross-examined, he takes the fifth about a million times.
Yeah.
Oh,
when he looks so irritated, if you watch his face, he is so angry that he has to sit still for a deposition and answer questions.
Yeah, here's part, I hope I don't get kicked off for this, but here's part.
I plead the fifth.
And then...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
But, I mean, does this Netflix special, I don't know if you've finished it yet, but... Obviously, there's new revelations of Bill Clinton, you know, going to Orgy Island, which he says never happened. But there's a new book out that's also claiming that Bill Clinton and Ghislaine Maxwell were having an affair and they got it on.
I was just getting to that, Brandon.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. That came out today. I guess somebody's already plowed through that book.
I was really just having a little fun.
Plowed through that book.
You know. It's already they're already using the line that this lie has already been called out. Mm. It's still a lie. You can keep saying it, but it remains a lie, which is the big line. But Virginia Roberts, one of the molestation victims of Epstein, one of the biggest, said that she had dinner with Clinton, Epstein, Maxwell, and two other girls, and that Bill Clinton left off into the night with a girl on each arm. Kind of
that dinner, like, changed my life and stuff.
And
yeah,
but now he be blamed because he was, in fact, married to Hillary?
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody's accused him of having sex with underage people in this whole Epstein world, which, you know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But
they had dinner. The food didn't matter.
The story today mentioned a number of events where he is side by side with Ghislaine Maxwell, and then they included the picture of her at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. Now, you don't invite somebody to your daughter's wedding if they're not meaningful somehow.
Or you can get something out of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's not there.
Who's not there?
Epstein.
Oh, Epstein, yeah. I thought you meant
but she
for
is.
A second, yeah.
So, and also she's by his side at Clinton Foundation events, a few of those. Just saying. Anyway,
did you watch the Brittany Murphy ID special?
I did. Did you watch it?
Yeah,
very interesting. And I still, you know, she's so pretty. She was just a beautiful, beautiful girl. And you just, I couldn't get over, how is that girl dead? There's just no way. And they got into all these, you know, discussions about her death, including her anemia and her really heavy periods. Mm. She had a real heavy flow.
That's nice.
Drew, they took 45 minutes to come to no conclusion because they speculated that she was poisoned, probably by her mother.
Yes.
But they never proved it.
I just felt a gush.
Well, you know, they, I guess no one has felt they have enough to take it to court. But, you know, when they said that they got a hold of her hair, which you can see the, all those metallic, those metals are in the hair, I guess. They said that it tested positive for, you know, these large amounts of this and this and this and this and this. And she dies of the same thing he dies of, which is also very weird. 6 months apart, she's sleeping in the same bed with that creep, Simon Monjack, after her daughter dies.
Yeah.
Who looks like Mike Myers plus 40 pounds.
Yeah, he's really, he's a big guy.
Bizarre looking.
God, that 911 call that Brittany Murphy's mother made when she was dying. Oh boy, that was quite chilling. Really chilling.
In what way? You think she was faking it?
You know, or that's was a good she question. Upset?
Because I mean, if you think she poisoned her.
Well, why don't we pop it on? It's on ID from last night.
Already.
At 9 o'clock. While you're looking for that, I'll mention our friends at DealsNadee.com and all four Zot dealerships are excited to start seeing customers. And is this a new copy?
Yeah.
Today?
Yep.
Okay. Face-to-face or mask-to-mask. Once again, all Zot showrooms are set up with safety in mind, but without losing any of the fun and excitement that comes with buying or leasing a new and pre-loved vehicle from our favorite and best auto dealership on the planet. Yes, the Zot dealerships. Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram. Still offering home and office delivery for those that prefer to stay home and stay safe, like our favorite governor. Also, the deals continue to remain rock solid with lease payments well below $200 a month. 84-month loans with 0% interest. I still just 84 months, no interest. Wow, that's really something. They really want you to buy a car. And no payments for up to 6 months. No payments. Finally, give a giant thank you to all the first responders and frontline workers. Zot Ford and Holly is offering a free works package on your current Ford car, truck, or SUV.
All frontline workers get
a free oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection. All you have to do is come out to Zot Ford and say, give me the works, and your next oil change is on the house. How can you beat that? Keep in mind, all showroom visits are by appointment only. They can't have our governor scolding us and putting us back on lockdown for not following the rules. So call Anthony, 248-215-5151. He can set you with Bentley. That's Anthony, 248-215-5151. And tell him Drew and Mike sent you.
Drive safely.
And I was glad to find out that our friend Lindsay Broadwell got a call, and she's working with somebody finding them a house.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Lindsay in here? She in the front?
Towards the back
of today.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Being locked in made you realize your house is way too small. It's time to call our new realtor sponsor, Lindsay Broadwell. When it's time to move into a new house, whether you're buying, selling, or both, contact Lindsay. Your house is one of your most valuable investments. That's why you need an agent you can trust, knows the business inside out. And she was at Hall Financial for quite a while, and she moved to real estate. So that's really a nice little circle, nice connection. And she will make sure you get the most out of your house. Everything goes smoothly. If you need somebody to hold your hand, if you're a first-time buyer, absolutely call Lindsay. 248-767-7767. That's 248-767-7767. That's an easy number. Licensed realtor at REMAX Nexus. That's BroadwellHomes.com. Go to BroadwellHomes.com or call 248-767-7767. If you need somebody.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
You're just better at real estate than they are.
She started with Elric a couple months ago. And, you know,
I've seen girls do this.
The easiest time to get started advertising, but glad she got a call.
He, by the way, came over to the house on Saturday and picked up my old dishwasher.
Wait, who came by?
ML.
ML.
Oh, ML.
I know the story.
I don't know the story. Trudy got rid of a dishwasher, a perfectly fine dishwasher, from what I understand.
No, it wasn't.
Why does what is ML going to do with a used dishwasher?
Well, his dishwasher broke.
Yeah, he just wanted to function.
Can't afford a new one?
No, he can, but Trudy doesn't like the brand of her old dishwasher, so she got a new one.
Wow, sounds like Trudy's loaded. She just throws out perfectly good appliances because she doesn't like the brand?
Buys extra mics.
Exactly. What's wrong with the brand? Trudy, why did you, I'm just curious. You liked the brand when you bought it, now you don't like it, and you're just getting rid of a perfectly nice dishwasher. What happened?
No, because it would always, get partway through a cycle, and then something would happen, and it would have to be reset, and it happened too many times, and then it leaked out of the bottom a couple of times.
Does ML know that?
Zoob's, yes, over in the other part of the room is like, nope. But
he doesn't think anything wrong with it?
I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it worked. So
well, if it leaked, it leaked. I mean, that's not for argument.
But would it leak just a couple times? I don't mean to question what you're saying, but it just seems weird that it would leak.
I think what happened is it backed up because now the way the dishwashers are, they're plumbed differently. You know, they used to be noisy, but they would dispose of food and stuff inside
of them. I'm not washed up.
Yeah.
Not to get too technical, but I just wanted it out. And so he comes over in his, what is that, a C-Max?
I don't even know what he's driving now. He had a Chrysler, what is that, 300?
Was it a 300? They tried so hard to get it into the back under the hatch.
He brought it.
Like three quarters of the way in, and he's like, I'll just bungee it. And
as any guy would. Mile. So his car was too small for what he was picking up.
We couldn't get it in all the way into the back seat, and then finally we got it in riding shotgun in the front seat, passenger side, with the seat all the way reclined. And so,
oh my God, the smallest one Detroit makes.
See, I would so much rather
as big of a guy as he is, he is sitting in a space that's like, you know, he's crunched between the dishwasher and the door.
I feel like Trudy giving that dishwasher away was as big a pain in the ass as anything else. Like, if you just had a dishwasher, people come, hey, just replace this. They would have taken it away. You never had any hassle. But now you had to go through all that and all the, will it go in here? Will it go there? What a pain in the ass.
I tried to, though, but they couldn't come and replace it and take it away because of COVID.
Oh, did he have a mask on?
So you put in your own dishwasher?
COVID-19! Zeus did it.
Did he? Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he can come fix my pot or work on my hot water heater.
COVID-19.
Probably.
I feel like I'm being replaced.
Shake his head, he can.
No, you're not.
I'm being replaced as your hot water heater repair.
I'm impressed that he put a new dishwasher in. That's pretty cool. Good for him. You know, it's funny. We haven't even talked about, first of all, is there anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Yeah, there actually is something new. I know Brandon, you sent something over, but, Brandon sent the number for the bar at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, my God. People are such trash.
But we don't give a ducks party.
Yeah.
But then there's a bar in Texas that has a sign on their door that says, due to our concern for our citizens, if they feel the need to wear a mask, then they should probably just get out. No, this is, they should probably just stay home until it's safe because they're concerned so much. So you're not allowed to wear a mask in there.
Interesting.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
I love that drop.
And we also could always talk to Trent Bolte. He did respond to my text message. He got back to me a little late. He got back to me this morning, and I just said, hey, dude, how you doing? Do you think maybe you could come on the air with us sometime? And he said,
yeah. Is he aware of what the call is about?
Not really. Yeah. I just told him just to kind of catch up and see how he's doing during quarantine. He says he's doing fine and he's working nights.
Because I'm almost wondering if he will even know of the story.
Oh, yeah, he does.
You think so?
Bolte's on top of it, man.
He lives in Bolte world.
He's got the Bolte report.
I'm not sure that his orbit goes out that far.
I wish I'd never met him.
But it might be fun to find out. The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, is sponsored by Hall Financial. Who else?
Yeah.
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. And if you haven't refinanced in the last year, they believe they can help you. So call 248-308-5000, go to our webpage, click the link, and fill out the online form, and they'll be quick. 44 days is the average, which does seem like a pain in the ass and lots of calls back and forth. If you're on your game, they do a lot of these in 10 days or less. They average 19. So, you know, you might get out of a few payments, just like with Zot and the new vehicle. Or maybe you need to get some money out of your house. Or maybe you cut the term and find out. Hall Financial. Lower payments, better options.
sometimes you just want to jump out of state.
Chris told me it would be ideal if me and him could move to Oregon and take the girls.
Yeah, maybe you want a place in Oregon, like Bolte and Chris.
Yeah.
More personal attention, NMLS number 1467435.
No, I am not a male escort.
Financial.
I didn't even know that existed.
That's what we need to ask him, if he knows all about Alaska Thunder.
He probably does. That I think he might know about.
I should remember that information.
It's weird that we've gone this far into the show, and we haven't even mentioned that the Kwame Kilpatrick story is completely fake. He's not getting out of prison. Trudy, will you agree with me when I say the funniest thing about this story not being true is that it's not a big deal that we believed it for 4 days, and nobody could squash it in all that time. Although Elric was very questioning. He really just didn't want to believe it because his sources told him no.
Yeah, he was the one voice completely stood his ground on it.
He's been very open about some people he talked to, which led him to, okay, I guess it is true. He did not want to go based on the Ebony Foundation press release that WWJ and Fox 2 decided, this is enough. Let's just put it out there, which was terribly irresponsible.
Well, you know, I really appreciate ML more than ever after this, because when he wrote the article that he more or less had to write that said, it appears... Kwame came out shutting out. And then he mentioned the Ebony Foundation. And then
such fake news.
He went into all the details about the guy who started the Ebony Foundation and what a con he is, that he lies about being licensed. He lies about this. I mean, this guy is just not a person I would ever accept information from, or anything for that matter.
I feel like it should be extra chapters in the Kwame Sutra then.
The Kwame Sutra, the most...
Is that still available anywhere?
is the most plugged book for copy sold ever.
Trudy, you just got a free copy, didn't you, when you picked over the dishwasher?
I did.
Yes.
I got paid.
I love you.
Kwame Sutra. I can't believe that I'm told all of us that it was a done deal, so that was
it
weird.
Was all based on a press release. They didn't call anybody to get the other side of it.
Well,
it's horseshit.
The Kilpatricks were acting like it was true, which is why did they think it was true? Were they making believe? Did they just pretend?
The Kilpatricks did, or, you know, Daniel Ferguson said he talked to Ayanna and she was really excited, but she probably didn't know anything other than what the Ebony Foundation and Robert Shoemake said.
So that is the only thing that led all our media to declare that he is getting out. Mike Duggan answered questions about it.
Yep.
And by the way, that's to me the most damaging thing about the whole thing is that Mike Duggan said he would love to help him get a fresh start.
Yeah.
Wow. So is white boy Rick really getting out, or is that a fake too?
I think that's real.
I believe he's getting 3 months shaved off his sentence.
Wow.
Because that actually came from the authorities.
I mean, are people who wonder about what the hell's going on with media, per se, I mean, this story, it's really 4 days? It takes 4 days to find out. And I think that really just shows how sloppily it was verified.
They were first, though. WWJ and Fox 2 were first.
They were
just remember that.
But everyone else,
the news first, get it there.
Everyone else felt they had to go along and got comments from people and you know all that stuff. And it's like, what happened? Where did the standards go? What are the new standards, by the way? If the Ebony Foundation press release is good enough, then I'm wondering what other stories are complete bullshit out there. Because this one, it had to be disproved because he's not getting out.
Yeah. No, I know.
And plus, Elric was on the case.
I guess you just have to read the story and see what the sources are. And if it's just an Ebony Foundation or some other.
You know,
because that was my first question, is what is the Ebony Foundation? We had never heard of that before.
It's really disturbing, though, to think that you really, you know, there was a time when you could read the newspaper or you could watch the news or you could hear the news on the radio, and you were pretty damn confident that what you were hearing was verified, that it was true. And there were standards. And, you know, and I remember
The flip side of that is it doesn't mean everything's fake either, though.
No, it doesn't mean everything's fake, but it used to be we could count on something. We could count on, you know, well, there's always biases, but generally speaking, the reporting was pretty good. And you know, unnamed sources were discouraged occasionally. If it was really important, you'd use them. But, you know, you had to source things and double source them. And if somebody else got the story, you had to get the story and make sure that you had it sourced before you'd go with it. You see a lot of stories that would only air on one network because they had the source. And then eventually, you know, if it was really big, people would start to accept it and report on it. But it was funny how that was, you know, and how now nobody seems to have an exclusive on anything because other people just go, well, they said so, you know. Here's the story.
AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
But this one is really, this was a
pretty
big
bad.
One.
Pretty bad.
Big. Yeah.
But no one will ever remember that WWJ and Fox 2 messed it up.
Hey, you know what? Can you guys?
Did I mention that WWJ and Fox 2 messed that up? I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Well, I remember WWJ was actually ballyhooing, weren't they? That they had it
yeah,
first?
Yeah, that they had it first.
Let's see.
Congratulations. You guys received a press release first.
they were on the mail.
What a joke.
Let's see. NBC News. I wonder if they did this story. Kilpatrick getting.
You mean like NBC?
I wonder if National News. Did they go with this story? It's kind of a national story.
It on National News either.
I didn't see it.
Oh, no, that's an old story. That's from 2011.
Maybe it's on their website. I didn't see it anywhere nationally.
No. Hey, it took our mind off of COVID-19, though.
Sure.
Yeah, it did.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, but there's a lot of wasted energy and a lot of, I mean, it's the whole thing. I just don't even know what to say about it. It's just so disturbing. And, you know, a lot of things in media are disturbing, but just outright getting things wrong. I mean, something that wrong. I'm almost surprised he didn't just walk out of prison. What if the people there had said, oh, he's getting out, huh? Wow. Hey, good luck, Kwame.
But I remember talking to ML on that Friday going,
okay, bye.
No, he goes, this is just too unusual that his lawyers don't know anything about it and the feds don't know anything about it.
I know. It was ridiculous. It was really. Total madness.
So
do you think it was planned that maybe they decided to throw this out there in the hopes that it just starts a conversation?
Well,
maybe
look at it this way. Who's the biggest who benefited the most from that 4-day story?
Kwame.
Not Kwame, because he's still right where he was when he started. The Ebony Foundation. We know who they are. We know they exist now, and Robert Schumann.
Yeah, but they're just so fake. Plus I was reminded of all the scamola that went on and that $70 million investment blown out the ass to the Detroit pension fund.
You don't think they put that press release out to get attention? Or Shoemaker?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. Is that what they were doing? I don't know. I guess so.
Well, I think so. And I think what Brandon said.
They just made it up from scratch. And we spent 4 days referencing the Ebony film.
Well, I don't think it's.
I mean, that's incredible.
I don't think it's necessarily from scratch because there have been people working to get him out. I mean, there's Sherry.
Well, the state rep said it was absolutely true. She said, oh, yeah. Well,
she wasn't a liar.
The state rep that talked to Trump when he was at Ford, that one? Or are you talking about Sherry Gay Dignaggio?
There were two different ones.
Yeah. So Sherry Gay Dignaggio, who LaDuff had on No BS News on Friday, you know, she...
That's a great name.
She delivered Trump the letter asking for him to be released. So, but she didn't know anything about it on Friday. And then there was the other rep that said, oh, Trump told Trump, which I can just see Trump going, yeah, he's getting out, not even knowing anything about it. Right.
But that's not how we learn things like this, though.
You're right. But that airs. But I wonder if the Ebony Foundation was also working to get him out, and they just wanted to jump the gun to help him get out.
Grease the wheels. Yes. They even went to the point of saying that he was going to stay with Kwame's mommy, too. They had that all extrapolated.
And no, you're right, Trudy. Absolutely. And, you know, the duck comments and stuff made it sound like he knew it was happening, too. Mm-hmm. It's so laughable. It's so bad. Somebody... I think NML, he should probably do it, should show us how did this story ever get reported? How did this happen? Where did it start? Where did it really start?
Yeah.
Was it just the Ebony Foundation making a fake press release? Is it that easy to make news?
I'm sure he has little interest in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he does.
It was funny, though. I just want to say I knew about it before it broke last night, only because I kept going. I kept going, where are the notes?
Oh,
you said you'd have them by 10 p.m. No, I didn't sound like that, but I asked him. He said he would have them by 10 p.m., and then he sends me a text. Not going to have the notes by 10 p.m. Kwame's not getting out of jail. Stay tuned.
Hey, Brandon, do you have a boner line?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, great, because I should mention Manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com. And, you know, this is the 3.0, the lawnmower that doesn't injure you. It doesn't nick you. They spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever and just released a new and improved lawnmower 3.0. It is premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes. You can take a longer shave. Who spent 90 minutes? Jesus.
yeah, the water resistant
technology allows it in the shower. And, of course, that LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming. Manscaped.com, promo code Drew. And they bring you today's boner line.
What the fuck is up with this spring?
It's called Mother Nature.
It was like 2 weeks ago when it was snowing. And now it's like damn near 90 and humid as shit. I just can't take it. Sweat through my clothes.
It's just damn climate.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Regarding the Livestrong bracelet, Drew's saying a bazillion dollars raised.
$12 million.
Brandon thinks it's a gajillion dollars.
$898 million.
And I don't know. I'd just like to get a forensic accountant on that if we can.
Well, you get a calculator to solve it.
Stop the farting.
That is very mature of you.
Audio separated at birth. The Donahue vest guy and Bill Swirsky super fans. Double.
Maybe she went in and want to lay a couple of guys, and it got out of hand. Well, I don't know, you know. But it's okay. Our families understand.
Absolutely.
You know the story?
Audio separated at birth between the Donahue audience member and the Dan Aykroyd SNL character selling faulty toys like bag o' glass.
No, I mean, you know, nothing goes wrong. These little girls buy them. You know, I don't know, you know. Like
my
games and I got stories, nobody gets hurt.
Hey guys, got a real quick audio separated at birth for you.
I got a separated at birth.
Drew on the May 25th show.
The May 25th episode.
At 51 minutes and 12 seconds.
51:11 mark. Drew saying, well.
The well he lets out is very close to Axl Rose and the feather boa yelling at the security guard.
Axl Rose.
They have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Well. Thanks for security. I'm going home.
Well,
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 well. The angry truck driver, I called him Saturday bitching because I had to work on Memorial Day. Guess what? Here I am.
Me again.
Traveling the mountains of West Virginia looking for boobies. It's nothing.
Life can be so unfair.
So let's make it simple. Every fucking college out there should either have baseball, football, and that's it.
Boom. Hot take.
Eliminate everything else. Boom.
Boom.
Fill the fucking swim pools in.
Boom.
Bulldoze over the fucking tennis court.
Boom.
Kill off track and field. And that's it. Boom.
Hot take.
Why don't the students who play football just major in football? That's what they do. And then the university hires them to play for them.
Student athletes.
Kind of like if you're a medical student, the university medical center will hire you to do research for them. So you get a break on your tuition and you get some money.
Your mom goes to college.
Simple solution to what has become a complex problem.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
My company deals a lot with Charlotte, North Carolina. And every time somebody talks about Charlotte, I say, Charlotte.
Mark is out here talking about German soccer because it's live sports.
Yawn.
Wrestling has been doing this for the last couple of months where the guys are in there wrestling with no fans around the ring or anything.
Woo!
Come on, man. Don't let me be the only wrestling nerd that listens to the fucking show.
You're awesome.
Fuck German soccer.
Yeah, that's right.
WWE and AEW and all the rest of that shit forever.
It's still real to me, damn it!
That's it for the day.
Cool.
Charlotte is very sad right now because the rocket ship is delayed till Saturday. She went and locked herself in the room because she was that upset.
What?
Yeah, she was so pumped to watch the rocket get launched.
She likes
space.
Rockets.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of rockets.
Hmm. I was just a very tiny bit nervous about that, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, the first time that a private agency has launched, you know, actual humans.
Oh, well, the product placement's already out of control.
All right.
So,
Houston, we have a problem.
First off, Drew, did you see their new, the new astronauts, which, by the way, it's Bob and Doug. Isn't that the name of the two guys?
Yes.
Bob and Doug. Like,
they should rename one of them or
I'm
get
Bob
a different
Kansas,
one.
My brother Doug. How's it going, eh? And today's topic, what was it?
It sounds too half-assed.
Doug and Bob McKenzie. But so the new uniforms, though, suck.
Yeah, they're really terrible. They are.
And they were made by a
really
Hollywood costume. Yeah, thank you. They look terrible. And I think one of the ways to maybe crank it up is to add a couple like NASCAR-type patches, just start advertising the shit out of it and raising some money. But
Mark, it looked to me like it's another country's astronauts. It just didn't look like USA.
I agree thoroughly. Right. And it looked like they had their suits tucked into their boots. Like, no one
Which is not cool.
Did the helmet look like a Jetsons helmet or something?
Yeah, it looked terrible.
What the fuck is that helmet?
So they came out of, I don't know, the locker room.
The helmet should be cool as hell.
As they walk out of the locker room, you know, it's nowhere near the launch pad, so they have to get there somehow. They were taking a Tesla.
Whoa!
Yeah, product placement.
Why not? Yeah, this will be, I have to say, you know, when if they launch on Saturday, it's a pretty big deal.
It's very big. Cool, man. It's great.
And don't forget Stephanie at SpaceX.
Yeah.
She likes rockets.
Maybe we'll have to call her for play-by-play.
Somebody's complaining because on the pre-show before the launch, they had a bunch of former astronauts on. They had three of them on. All of them women? No male astronauts? And then someone else said it's probably because they're all working. That might have been the same person that said both.
Buzz Aldrin, though, should be contacted because wouldn't he be angry about that? Seeing all those chicks?
Yes, he would.
You know, we called ourselves Space Sisters because we were together, really joined at the tit.
I'm so tired of all the complaining of being somehow screwed over. And I'm not just limiting this to females, but just as an example, and I got a couple emails about this, but I think I saw
it somewhere.
I've
seen girls do this.
The golf game with Phil Tiger. Did Tiger get mad at all? Did he yell, swear? Nothing?
No, he played great because that's in his backyard. He was used to that.
Okay, and they had Manning and Brady.
Yeah.
Well, of course, some female golfer had to complain that, why weren't there any women golfers?
Did you hear Tiger Woods' response? It was, go do your own.
Did he say that?
No. But he might as well say, go do your own.
If there's such an attraction, then why don't they sell one of the networks, too, and it'll make just as much money?
And do
Not
it in
a
your,
bad golfer.
Doing your broad panties.
I mean, I don't know. It just...
Is that what anybody was thinking watching that?
No! Like,
where the
no,
women
and
at?
If, you know, if there had been a female, people would have bitched about that, and they would have said, who's this token? What's her handicap? And God help her if she didn't score well.
Yeah, maybe Nancy Lopez was busy. That's the only female golfer I can name.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Jan Stevenson.
Is she busy?
Maz
she
thinks she's all hot for.
Really?
I love watching women's golf.
Yeah, Maz digs her.
What is she? Is it, how old is she?
Well, she was hot back in the day.
There's actually some attractive ones. Isn't there that Natalie Gulbis chick, Brandon? You know who I'm talking about, right?
There's one particular one. I can't think of her name right now, and she's a smoke show.
No one knows their names.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Eli talks about her all the time. I'm trying to find her.
We should do a call-out because we haven't been able to call many people because nobody's doing anything.
Do you want to do Bolte? Do you want to do...
Yeah, let's try Bolte.
The bar? Okay.
Why not? On the Hall Financial Hotline, Troy Bolte, who is, of course, out at Colorado, where he's our correspondent. And meanwhile, Luke Nowacki would like to help you with your financial future at Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Loyal Arts Associates, 248-663-4748. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. You want to look at your 401k investments and make sure they're somewhere aligned with the current circumstances. Or if you're worried about outliving your money, or you want to pay for college, or you just really need a run-through or some kind of a plan, call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, no marketing, names, product, service, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
I didn't even know that existed. Trent, 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 Trent. T-R-E-N-T.
You should check in with him once in a while anyway.
Trent, 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 Trent.
Bolty.
Trent, 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 Trent. Trent, 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 Trent.
He's not going to answer.
In my forehead and around my eyebrows.
3-0-7.
Okay. Should we call the bar?
Sure.
And which we had two bars, right?
Well, there's the Lake of the Ozarks one.
Yeah.
And then the one in Texas.
Oh, the Texas one, because they have banned masks. That'd be kind of interesting.
Here's the whole, let me steal the number, and then I'll give you the story.
People in Texas are just a little different, aren't they?
Bigger and better.
He's bigger and better.
Little Sir's got to go. Yeah.
Who said that?
That was Jeff from one of the seasons of Survivor. I have no
Where's
idea.
Where's that drop?
Maybe we have it. I didn't chance to look it up. Let's see. Let's see.
That was...
We don't have it. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We do have this great Texas drop, though.
Are we missing our Nutty Professor drops? I think I sent Brandon a text, because we had a lot of great Nutty Professor drops.
Yeah, like...
Boys will be boys.
Put your beef in my taco.
Well, you know, I bet you could stand for a big old whopper right now, huh? Yeah, and I'm loaded with secret sauce. Yeah, come on.
We love you, Texas.
Oh, you got a big ass.
There was one that I specifically referenced to Brandon that I have not heard. But
was it Hercules?
That's a great one. I love that one.
Was it, you want your colon cleanse?
Yes, yes, that's the one. Do we have that?
No. I don't see it. I don't know why I don't see it. I don't see it, though. What are we doing? I forgot.
Calling the
call
Texas bar.
Oh, that's right.
Will not allow masks. I wonder how busy the bar is.
Oh, probably just
we love
raging.
It's the worst Matt Farley song, isn't it?
Oh, I've never heard him do that.
Yeah, I'm changing it.
That's not one of my faves.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show calling from Detroit. We were calling to find out, is this the bar that does not allow masks?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is this the bar that does not allow masks?
Yes, this is.
Wow, that's really wild. So is this, are do most people in Texas, we're calling from Detroit, from the Drew and Mike show.
Oh my God, awesome, great.
do most places...
We have it on the door that we're banning masks, but... If there are some people that come in and they do feel that they want to wear a mask, we're not making them not wear the mask.
Mm.
You know, it's a constitutional right not to, you know, make somebody do something they're not supposed to. That's not a law. So it's not a law for them to wear masks or to not wear masks. So we're not enforcing that, but we're saying if you feel like you need to wear a mask, then, you know, this is a smoking establishment. It'd probably be safer for you not to come in this area.
Wait. Yeah. This is a smoking establishment?
It is a smoking establishment.
You can smoke in bars in Texas?
Yes, they're in certain areas. We're not in Austin, in the Travis County area, where they're banning smoking bars. We're outside of that. So
really?
We still allow smoking. We're also not a restaurant. Mm. We don't serve food. If we did, then we wouldn't be able to have the smoking. But we have more drinkers that like to smoke, so.
Is marijuana legal in Texas?
It is not legal here.
That makes sense.
That sounds like a badass bar. I don't think there's any soft people in there wearing masks, are there?
It is a pretty awesome bar. We have some great customers that come in here, and the customers are what make this establishment how it is. And a lot of our customers come for our live music. We used to... Before all this pandemic kind of went down. We had to shut down. We were shut down for 64 days. But before this whole pandemic, we used to have live music every Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays from people all over the world that would come over.
Do you guys have a John Dalton that is head of security at your bar? Do you have somebody like that?
Roadhouse.
We don't have anybody that's the head of security.
No fist fights there on Friday nights?
Yeah, Roadhouse, that was cool. I mean, that was when a bouncer really meant something. I mean, I think he made a few hundred thousand bucks a year bouncing. Was that good? He was the best. So if I walk in there with a mask, I would think the clientele there would think I'm pretty soft,
yeah,
wouldn't they?
Total.
Would I? Is it possible that I would be? People just know that I was just soft by nature.
Well, nobody here, even if they see you wearing a mask, they're, you know, they might ask you, "Hey, why are you wearing a mask?" But they're not going to like pry into you about it. Mm. We, as soon as you walk in, we do ask you to show your face because we still have to identify you to make sure you're of legal age to drink and all that stuff. And but there's nobody here that really will pry into you about wearing a mask. We've had a few customers already that have worn masks. There's one of our customers has beat stage 4 cancer twice, and he doesn't even wear a mask. So,
wow.
So,
what a
yeah.
tough guy that guy is. Jeez.
We actually have a few people that are undergoing cancer and stuff, and they don't wear masks. So they're like, it's,
probably
you
smoke
know,
too.
I don't like to be told to do something that's not a law. You know, it's just, so we try to make sure everybody has their liberty and they can do what they are allowed to do.
Set the scene for us. What does the help look like there? Are there a lot of pretty waitresses, bartenders?
Well, right now it is just one owner, myself, and one waitress, and she is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
We also have another bartender coming back here pretty soon. She was on vacation. She was out of state. She's really pretty. They're very nice. They're very generous.
I like the establishment,
so we only have like two employees on top of the two owners.
Mark, are you looking at a picture over
there?
No,
that's great humility though, because you talked about the other two girls. What do you look like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I am other people have said I'm really pretty, but you know, I'm not full of myself, so I'm like, I'm okay.
Okay, we'll be the judge of that. What color hair and eyes do you have?
You don't
have hair or eyes?
No eyes, no hair.
A what?
What color hair do you have? Let's start there.
I have a light brown, blondish hair. It's kind of long.
Nice.
Can't we just head right to her Facebook or Instagram page? Wouldn't that be better?
I do have a Facebook page. It's under Jennifer Nielsen.
Jennifer Nielsen?
Yes, NILSSON.
Oh, like just like Nielsen the singer.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't think anybody in the world had that spelling except for Nielsen the singer.
Oh, actually, he's one of my relatives. Harry
what?
Nielsen.
What? Yes. Oh, wow.
No way.
Now we're going to go down a different road.
Like,
here's what
he's
you look like.
Related to my cousin by a few cousins past. So it's a very long generation before it gets to me.
Wow. Mark, are you on her page yet?
No, I was more interested in the Harry Nielsen part. But
yeah, that's pretty wild. Harry, I just watched a documentary about Harry. He was what a partier he was. He would fit in at your bar.
Yeah.
Did you know what an animal he was?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, he loved the party.
Huge partier. He partied with the Hollywood vampires. Alice Cooper, John Lennon, Keith Moon.
I love Alice Cooper.
Plus, he was part of Lennon's Lost Weekend, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Oh,
yeah.
He's crazy. He was absolutely nuts. And a great singer, too. Everybody's Talking and Can't Live Without You.
Coconut song?
Yeah.
Oh,
put the
lime
in the
That's
coconut.
That's actually a very hard song to sing.
Oh, have you tried?
I try to sing it during karaoke, and it's like, I have no chance to take a breath.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I sing the Cranberries' Zombie.
Oh, let's hear a little bit of that.
It's usually one of my go-to songs.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
I think I'm okay, but I can't really sing it.
That seems like it'd be a hard song to sing. I mean, she's
it is a hard song to sing.
She's got a great voice.
Were you sad when, what's the lead singer?
Dolores O'Riordan?
Were you sad when she died?
I'm sorry, what?
Were you sad when Dolores O'Riordan died, the singer?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I, you know, she is an amazing singer, and it was kind of funny when the was it Lone Wolf, I think they were doing a song with her, and when she passed away, they donated a lot of all their stuff to, you know, her and her family, or her family, which is amazing. And like
pretty cool.
Jennifer, did you hear how she passed, though?
I did. I can't remember what it was, though.
Didn't she drown?
Zombies.
The zombie apocalypse.
I went a long way for a really bad joke. But tell me you didn't. Tell me you appreciated that, Jennifer. That'll make my day.
I did.
Hey, Jennifer, how people in Texas, are they delighted to be reopened? Were they angry when Texas was shut down? I mean, what's the feeling like? Because, you know, I have a bar that doesn't allow masks tells me something, that there's probably a lot of people there that don't want to wear masks.
Everybody who has been shut down has been wanting to reopen for a long time because they are getting to the point where we can't afford to stay closed anymore. If we're closed even one day longer, we're, you know, we can't reopen. And I know there's a lot of establishments that are like, I have to reopen. And that's kind of how we were. I mean, we were getting to the point where we had no income coming in, but we were still paying all the overhead of the establishment we're at. We rent this building. And so we're like, we need to reopen. And I'm glad we were able to reopen, even if it's just at 25% occupancy. It's still great. We have amazing customers who are coming in and supporting us, and it's wonderful.
Are you at 25% capacity?
We can only do 25% capacity.
What's capacity?
Well, I'm not 100% sure what our capacity is. It just recently changed on
2,000.
We are a small establishment. This used to be an alleyway that was enclosed in, so it's tiny.
Wow.
One of our walls in our establishment is actually the outside wall of the building next to us, and it's a historical wall, and it's great. They say you can't do anything to it. Well, we don't want to, because that is pretty much what our establishment is kind of.
Man,
we love the historical aspect of it. We don't like to change things that history has brought to us.
It's pretty cool when just a little bar like this makes national news. I think that's great. Good for you. Did you find your page yet?
Well, no, but I just want to know about the time you met Joe Rogan. What was that like? Was he a good guy?
What?
Oh, that was actually
so picture
much
with Joe
fun.
Rogan.
What's that? What'd you say? There's Nichelle Nichols. You met Nichelle Nichols.
We love you, Joe.
Are you a big Trekkie, Jennifer?
Oh, my God. The only reason why I went to that Comic-Con, or the Wizarding World, was to meet her. And she is so smart. She's amazing. She's the sweetest person I've met. And that made my year, just to meet her.
Wow.
I also met the lady from Firefly.
Go outside,
Jules
nerd!
Sertan, and it was amazing. I go on to ThinkGeek, and I bought one of the bags that's from Firefly, and I brought it to her, and she signed it for me. It was awesome.
Oh, how cool is that? Joe Rogan, did you know who Joe Rogan was when you took that picture?
What?
Joe Rogan. Did you know Joe Rogan? Because he's in the picture.
I didn't know him. We went to a comedy set with him, and afterwards they allow us to go meet him. And that was actually my brother with me. So me and my brother went and saw Joe Rogan, and the other comedies there were amazing as well.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you had a blast.
Do you, have you removed your smart meter from your home yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else personal on her page, Mark?
Well, yeah, I'm just scrolling through her page.
I saw her cute pictures.
She reposted how a smart meter lets out microwaves and burned a bush.
Does she have pictures of those pretty waitresses she was talking about?
No, I can't find any of them. I guess I could. Oh, what an amateur. I'm not even going through her friends
yet. You can tell she's a Texas girl because she doesn't even take offense to any of this.
She's a big baseball fan, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Rangers?
Oh, yes.
Rangers?
And a big Trump fan.
Ah, not surprised about that either.
I'm actually hockey is my favorite sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dallas Stars?
I love the Dallas Stars, but actually the, oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart.
Who else would she be a fan of?
Illinois, Chicago. The Chicago
Blackhawks?
Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks.
Oh, you just ran to the front of the line when they won the Stanley Cup three times.
Bandwagon.
So I love Chicago Blackhawks, and the Cubbies are usually they're my team.
All right, I'll forgive you for that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's great talking to you. We will fully discern your Facebook page, and we may have more questions, but we just want to find out what's going down like over there with the no masks and Texas in general, and you've been a great source of data.
Thank you. It's going great.
All right,
we're having an amazing... Everybody here has just been amazing to us.
Cool. Well, you've been amazing for us, too. So, anyway, it's a Drew and Mike show, and who knows, we may call you back.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Sing us out.
Bye.
Sing us out.
The zombie apocalypse.
I'm singing. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah, she didn't want to sing.
Sounds like a cool chick.
Yeah, she's cool.
Hello. She hung up.
She has a lot of pictures on there.
Yeah.
No, the weekend she had.
Sounds like a fine young lady.
Was that Austin?
No, that was...
Elgin, Texas.
Elgin, Texas.
I have no idea where that is.
Really, they have smoking and bars there?
It's Texas.
That's amazing.
I know, Austin, Texas.
Massachusetts. Anytime there's anything surprising about Texas, you just go, it's Texas.
I know. You know, honestly...
They're their own country.
There's a part of me that really likes Texas because they're just their own thing. They don't really care what anyone else thinks. So I respect them for that. I don't always agree with them.
There's a part of it for the same reason that it's a little annoying about them.
Well, no, absolutely. But they stick to their guns.
Sure.
If their guns are nuts, they'll be nuts.
I'm getting to the point where should we just make different countries out of this country since no one can get along?
Maybe we should. Yeah, the red states and blue states.
What would the country be?
You know, honestly, it's becoming
the Northeast.
It's just getting so crazy, the division. And, you know, I hate to keep pointing out that we are the United States of assholes. But, you know, if we were
the shoe fits.
If we were split up by red and blue states, we wouldn't feel like United States of assholes because we'd have more people who were, you know, sort of in our...
We'd be at war immediately, wouldn't we?
Within the red states and the blue states?
Well, it wouldn't just be two. It would be, you know, because California, Oregon, and Washington would be like a country.
Yeah, but wait. Good luck if you're in the South because we make all the money up here. So if it's all going to be us and New York.
They have some agriculture, though.
Yeah.
All the finances in the Northeast.
Our country's going to hell.
Let me give you another example of the United States of assholes because it kind of made me laugh. And at the same time, it was just so stupid. Somebody sent me a one-star review from Dr. Mark Mallory.
Oh, the dentist.
Governor Whitmer's husband.
There's an update on her, by the way.
And people, of course, are just writing the most horseshit reviews they possibly can because they're angry at Governor Whitmer. Which, I mean, Jesus. Isn't it just kind of amazing? You know, it's not surprising at all. But it's just really, I mean, I have to scratch my head and go, there are really adults who take the time to go to his site to write a shitty review because they don't like that he went to rake leaves or what. They don't like her. What I mean, it's just, I don't know. Assholishness is just so accepted now. I do admit I did laugh at one of the reviews.
Raking leaves was what really happened, though. I know that's what she said.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, there's now a picture making its round on Twitter. And it is of Whitmer and her family eating, presumably. It's presented as Whitmer and her family eating up north recently.
Let me see.
Oh, but that one's already been debunked, right? I thought
has
that
it? I don't
was
know.
A picture from last.
There's one of her at the bar that was was from a year ago or something. And people
there
declaring...
was one at the bar and saying that she was having some kind of a tasting at some brewery. That was fake. And then the one that I saw recently was her sitting at a table at a winery eating dinner or something like that. And that one was taken last year. What people like to do
is...
Is
this one? Hang on. Is it that one?
I can't see. But I can't really see. Yeah, maybe. Either way, it's probably not happening. What restaurants do you know right now in the state of Michigan that are having people sit down in them?
None. That's the point. But she's the governor.
So...
No, Brandon.
That's not going to be a correct...
I'm with you. The point is, it just
gets... We're going to spread it on Facebook saying, look at this.
And they already have. And to that little sidebar, to that, the other thing when I opened Twitter up that was trending was Make America White Again. I was like, oh, fun. Why is that trending? And there's a bunch of tweets going around that the officer who was kneeling on George Floyd's neck was also caught with a hat that said Make America, like the Trump hat, but it said Make America White Again. And it kind of looked like him, but it didn't look like him. So immediately I'm like, that's got to be bullshit.
MAGA.
And all it took was one Google search to find out that, no, the guy in that hat is a professional troll, and they pushed it out saying, like, look, this is him. And once again, it just gets spread as fact.
Yeah.
And it's just a waste of time.
I know, but that's what, you know, going back to Kilpatrick, it's confusing. People, I think a lot of times they just absorb these bits of information that are wrong, that aren't true at all, and it adds to their, you know, whatever their headspace is, whatever they're pissed about or happy about, and, you know, most people probably are talking out their ass a third of the time based on all this crap. Anyway, trying to find his reviews. Somebody claimed, somebody said something like, he gave me a root canal in his boat, and some bullshit like that. They're really dumb.
My teeth were so messed up.
I got distracted going on Twitter by the thing.
Look at that mouth of that guy.
The one Twitter account that is the most distracting Twitter account in all of Twitter history to me is at Tom Mazzaway.
Oh.
Why?
Because he tweeted out a story from Maxim.
Bullshit.
About Billie Eilish. Yeah, because she put out a new...
Crap.
I thought it was a new song. They're calling it like a short film spoken word. To me, it sounds just like one of her songs.
Yeah, I thought it was a song, too. It's got like a 5 million... It's number one trending thing on YouTube today.
Yeah, but Tom wrote, very cool. Billie Eilish blast body shamers in a revealing short film.
What?
To what I say...
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
She's showing everybody how big her rack is so she can get more likes.
I know. She does have quite a rack on her.
She has a gigundous rack that nobody knew about. And she got famous based on her music first, which is good. And now she gets to be extra famous because of them titties.
Phineas is going to be so jealous that everyone's getting off to this video.
You know, that was interesting.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Lana Del Rey came out and said, you know, I think it's crap that, you know, people judge me, because she had a line in her song that said, when he hit me, it felt like a kiss. And she was just describing her personal experience. And so she said, well, what about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and all these girls singing about being naked and, you know, screwing and cheating, and everybody thinks that's okay.
She's right. I wish she didn't do that argument, though, because it's the what about this argument? Why can't she just say it's a lyric to a song? Fuck off.
I don't know.
It's maybe a lyric to a song. Why can't people have different experiences?
Well, I have to tell you, I music right now is such that I really believe, especially after hearing the Billie Eilish thing today, because people were calling it a song and it was getting trending like wildfire. And I've heard so much music lately where I go, I think they just like this person. They like their personality. Maybe they like the video they make. They like the way what they wear, their tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the music is really not the first thing.
No.
And I had the mistaken impression that the most important thing about the music was the music. But that's how
not
people
anymore.
My age grew up.
It's the whole package now.
It's the whole package. It's sometimes I think it's more than it's the less the music and more the other stuff.
Well, and like Brandon was just saying, and you've said it before, you know, Billie Eilish didn't do that, and now is that what she's doing? Is this me just being cynical?
I have to admit, I liked her for that. I liked her for the fact that she really didn't.
To better music,
she didn't try. She didn't feel she had to go that route. It just seems like it's the easy way to go. It's like, hey, look, I got beautiful tits. I got a great ass. I'm
jumping
fucking
up big old
hot.
Titties. Come on.
I'm fucking hot, and here's my music.
I don't think Billie Eilish is bad, Mark. I think that music is different. Maybe some of the tunes,
I
probably wouldn't listen to the entire album or anything like that. But I do generally think that it's, you know, unique in a sense.
She's her own. I kind of like her.
I don't like it.
I honestly kind of like her as a person, which means I should like her music.
And feet.
Well, yeah, you're right. That's funny you said. Yeah.
I do like her, though. I think she's a cool...
She's a goofus.
I'm going to call her kid, because she's a kid to me. She's a cool kid. I like her.
Do you want to hear her short film?
Why don't we have Trudy talk about Dr. Roche first? So we get...
Whisper it like Eilish.
Commercial data.
You get a big old titties.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a pair. Dr. Roche's office actually talked to Janine today, and she says they have all kinds of people who are calling in and doing consults over the phone, and they've got their paperwork all squared away, and they're beginning the process of opening next week those kinds of offices, including Dr. Roche, but they're going to do it safely and gradually and teleconsult.
Hey, we're talking tits.
As they size them up for breast augmentation procedures. Of course, Dr. Roche would like you to look great in your bikini, and that's a big, big part of it. And they've got all kinds of breast augmentation procedures, including breast lifts if you have, you know, kind of like big titties. But they're pointing a little low. You can actually get them to snap back up. And there's Evolve, too, and that's their newest thing that tightens, tones, and trims. It's non-surgical, non-invasive, and revolutionary, and they're just trying it out on patients as soon as we get the green light to go in there. Get all that. It's sort of like unzipping the cellulite suit that you've been wearing all through this whole lockdown.
Layla agrees.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear her barking? She just went ape shit.
Well, why?
Hey, look at this man.
I assume the plumber's there.
Charlie LaDuff just walked in. How are you? Pull up a microphone.
So Dr. Roche's office, real quick, 248-338-1110, or you can go online at droche.com and see all the different procedures. But breast augmentation, that's the one that they're, you know, trying to get people in bathing suits a couple of sizes bigger this summer.
How are you?
Up top.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I would like to see people a couple sizes bigger.
Because I am
after this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What an alcohol holiday this has been.
Big time. You're not the only one.
You're wearing a wife beater today.
I always do. You know why, Trudy? I'm going to be honest. After the, what were we talking about, the cosmetic surgery, I'm 54 years old, and I cannot stand looking myself in the mirror anymore.
What?
Yeah.
I
hit that a long time ago. A long, long time ago.
Because age happens, and it's just hard to look at.
It's tough.
It is.
It's tough. Hey, since you're here, what do you make of this reporting? I'm putting reporting in air quotes of WWJ and Fox 2 just throwing out the press release from the Ebony Foundation, which apparently is on zero basis.
All right, Trudy.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I've been kind, and I can't be kind anymore. I was going to wait for Friday, Mark. But I hope that what we did, we tried. You were there, man.
Yeah,
we
tried. I mentioned it earlier on the show.
What we know and what we don't know. It's a disservice. And what my hang-up is this. You know you got it wrong, and you deleted your post about clemency and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. Look, here's the deal. I think we got it right. But later in the evening, when I had a few cocktails, which is my Friday and my adult, you know, right to do in my home.
Especially during COVID.
Then I did this. I said, eventually I got so fed up, I tweeted, yeah, he's getting out June 10th. We already reported that. Not that we reported that, but that's the word. And I want to apologize for that because I also got involved in the tidal wave.
That's the problem.
Right? But I want to.
So did we.
Right. So, okay. Okay. But I didn't create the tidal wave. I tried to wait for the tidal wave. I won't use a nice bit of Merlot, bro. I'm not going to apologize for good Merlot. But then I got bitter because I am bitter about the media landscape. Sure. And I think we all are. And I expect the people that we're looking to for information do a little bit better than that. How's that? Without shitting on everybody. Let me get out Drew's bag now.
Hey, is there some significance in Juneteenth, by the way? June 10th? Juneteenth?
June 12th? Is that when we are
Did they say he was going to get out June 10th?
Oh,
June
yeah, 10th? Yeah, that's what originally, the foundation was reporting. But apparently we all get out of prison on June 12th.
Yeah.
And yet I can't enjoy the mall this Friday because I'm grounded. I saw
your tweet. No, I know. Malls are open. Native American casinos are open, but not the ones in Detroit.
Don't tell us skins what to do, man. That was our right, and the white man stole that one, too.
Well, I'm more mad that we can't open our white casinos in downtown Detroit.
All right, let me go.
White casinos. Shorty,
good to hear your voice. Really is.
Yeah. Good to see you, Charlie.
Hey, Drew. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Guns out, sun's out, too, right?
See you, Charlie. See you, brother. See you, man.
What happened? I missed
Hi, Drew.
It.
Did you know he walking in? Did you know he snuck in?
Yeah, I knew he snuck in.
Your guard dog, Layla, went off and just started barking like crazy.
I heard her before I heard him, which is pretty
cool. Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
She did a lot. She did a lot to stop him.
Aww. Come on up here, Layla.
She's a hero.
I assumed he was drinking, so he just was on a rampage.
That was a good control rampage.
Maybe. I think he added something.
Was there a point?
I missed the point. Why did he come by?
To say hi. To say hello.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. No crime. Anyway, so we were about to listen to Billie Eilish.
I was going to say for that. That's why he came by.
Her wonderful. it's what she does. It's okay. It's just really weird to think that it's today. It's the number one song. It's the best song. The song people want to hear.
It's not a song. It is a short film.
Okay.
Which, once again,
what the hell is it?
Many were calling it a song.
So I think, Trudy, this is what, remember all the hubbub when she started her first big tour, arena tour, and it's like, oh my gosh, she's shedding her top.
Oh, Billy.
I'm pretty sure this is the video she would use in her concert, and they just decided to release it. Phineas was sick of watching it by himself, beating off to it.
So,
right now, it's just a black screen, and her face fades in, and she's going to just ramble on about body positivity.
Oh, man.
Boobs!
I wonder, Brandon, did Phineas do the music for this?
Mama!
Well, she's looking at her hand.
By the way, she has a really... She's a really nice body.
Yeah,
her boobs are
so
huge.
Do we need to hear about body positivity from somebody?
Do you know me?
Yeah, of course she's
going to
be bad.
I want to squeeze him.
She said, do you know me?
Do you know me?
No, I don't know you.
Got milk?
You have opinions.
Boobies.
About my opinions.
Those are the biggest boobies you've ever seen.
About my music. About my clothes.
So what? You like boobs? That's natural.
What if it's draining her?
Some people hate what I wear.
Slow down.
Some people praise it.
That's the way it goes.
Some people use it to shame others. Some people use it to shame me.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
But I feel you watching.
Low energy person.
Always.
They're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
Feel your stares.
She feels her stares.
Well, then get out of music because more people are staring at you because of that.
Like to play with their boobies.
If I lived by them,
so
I'd never be able to move.
It took her 2 minutes to take off her sweatshirt jacket. And she's got a tank top.
I like when the song really starts turning fast, though.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah!
Phineas!
I believe in silicone. Where are they from? You just a thing, bust a thing. You.
Look at that shot. Oh, look at this shot, Drew. Sorry you guys can't see it. Look how huge they are right there.
They're very, very big.
No, I know.
I mean, I know we're not supposed to judge her, but that's the thing. She thinks we're judging her negatively.
Wiggling her boobs.
I'm not aware of people criticizing her body. Now, I'm probably not keeping track the way she is, but honestly, how could anyone get past the whole business of judging women by their bodies when all the clicks go to the women with the best bodies. Oh, how in the world are we supposed to overcome all that?
Not only that, but I don't know if you remember the story where they gave her shit because she wore such baggy clothes, and then
it didn't bother me at all.
Then they gave her shit when she was in a bikini on her Instagram in Hawaii. It's just she can't win because people are assholes.
You know, honestly, it's really interesting when you look at a Facebook page because you'll find that there are people varying levels of attractiveness who will have a gazillion pictures of themselves, either making the same face or making, you know, just, you know, shooting from above where it looks better or, you know, doing this, doing that to make themselves look wonderful. And then you'll see some really attractive people and they got three pictures or something. Or they got pictures of all their kids. And I think that says a lot.
Well, there's a very attractive reporter in this market. And if you look at her Instagram, there's no pictures like that where she's showing herself off. Mm-hmm. But she's still really beautiful. And I don't know. It makes me like her a lot more. Like, she just seems like a real person.
Well, anytime I see that, you know, those endless pictures of someone online, and they're always, you know, using filters and all that, it's like, oh, my God, don't you get tired of posting these and looking at yourself? I mean, you're not that hot.
I don't know. I don't get it. So she ends up
taking
her. There's
a very distinct difference between different pages. Some people, it's all kid pictures, vacation pictures, family pictures, events, and then other people, it's me from this angle, me from that angle, me here, me there, me everywhere.
That's what people want to see.
Do they?
That's what they want to see of themselves.
Well,
that's what they want to project.
What do you want to see when you go to Instagram? You want to see pictures of people's families and their trips and the food they're eating?
Honestly, there's no one whose Instagram I really need to go to. The only time anyone tells me to go to Instagram is, oh, my God, you got to see this girl.
Exactly.
That's the only time.
Exactly.
Or Chet Hayes.
Brandon. One of the most prestigious and secretive platforms.
Brandon, are you up on Chet Hayes? Are there any recent pronouncements from Chet?
Let's check right now.
Did he go up the mountain, was it, that he went to? Or something?
Yeah, he was trying to get out of his head.
Yeah.
The last thing on Twitter was him complaining about Postmates did not deliver his food two times in a row, and he was fully charged.
What?
See, what I'm seeing is
like Uber Eats or Postmates. He got Postmates two times in a row. They didn't deliver his food, but he was fully charged.
He's been posting a lot of pictures with his shirt off naturally, but a lot of people are piling on about him being fat. And so, for example, here's his most recent picture. It says, I'm telling y'all right now, if you ain't rocking with the chunkster, don't hit me once this leg heals. I'm going to get it back. Just watch. And then, you know, hashtag I'm fat, hashtag eating good. And all the comments are like, chunky Chet, and you're a fat pig.
And, of course, he's not fat.
Well, in this picture.
You think he is? Oh, he does. Yeah,
he's a little bigger there.
It, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, honestly, but so he needs his appearance to be graded on an almost daily basis or monthly basis, or don't we get tired of what they whatever.
Isn't it kind of his fault for always taking pictures with his shirt off?
He's so proud of his muscles and his tattoos.
Well, Chet has not he's not posted a video in a while, so no, there is no updated video of Chet Hanks. What I do have, though, that I was hoping to play before we got off the topic was the leaked call from Governor Whitmer's husband. To the boat.
Yeah, he does make the joke. Go ahead, roll that, Brandon.
Yeah, actually, this is John Kerfoot. You'll recognize the voice. He does great work.
Thank you for calling North Shore Dock. Due to the current stay-home order, we are experiencing longer than normal delays. Your patience is appreciated. Thank you.
North Shore Dock.
Just say you're my husband.
Okay, I will. Hello? Hi, I need to get my boat in before the weekend for Memorial Day. You probably need my name. It's Dr. Mark Mallory. Doctor.
Well, Doctor, we are too backed up right now, so there's no chance that can happen this weekend. Just say you're my husband, you little bitch.
Okay, well, what if I was to tell you that I may just happen to be the husband of the governor? Would that make a difference? No. The husband of Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, sir. So now, how soon can you get my boat in? Not this weekend, sir. You do realize I am known as Michigan's first gentleman, don't you? Okay. That means nothing to you? Not really, sir.
You tell him to get our boat in the water or I'll shut down all of Traverse City so fast his head will spin.
Did you hear that? My wife is not playing games here. We want our boat in the water this weekend. Do you understand?
I understand, sir. But there is no chance that could happen this weekend.
He won't let us. What do we do?
Just hang up.
Actually, I was just joking. Prank caller, baba booey, baba booey.
Good one.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's John Kerfoot. You'll know him from all the not so pure Michigan ads. Yeah, he does those. Those are fantastic.
Where did they come up with he was making a joke? Why would you? You'd never make that. Is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. And why would you allow the person to repeat it to the owner? Right? If it was a joke, be like,
no,
oh, if
you
it was a joke, you would
you
say,
would
and
not,
the guy, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around.
You would
around,
not
which
hang
dumb
on
joke.
The phone to repeat the joke. What, was he trying to go 2 for 2 or 0 for 2 or 1 for 2?
I mean, I use my zombie joke in The Girl in Texas. That's a good joke.
You've heard it.
Something tells me he could have lived without recycling the joke.
Well, because it wasn't a joke.
No.
And it's just a lie. It's just, I don't know. It's just a blatant lie.
Well, so this morning I saw the video that I think a lot of people saw of the, what's his name, Floyd?
George Floyd.
George, yeah. Floyd, George Floyd in Minnesota.
Steven Jackson's cousin, quote unquote. That was really weird. Did you know that?
No,
NBA
I didn't know
player,
that.
No, that's Steven Jackson. Guy. Lance Stevenson? I can't remember. Oh, boy. I'm messing up my NBA players. Do you remember, Brandon? Which
it's
one
kind
it
of a bloop anyway.
Well, no, because
I don't know what it is.
Did you see his message? He was bawling about it.
Oh,
I guess he was really tight with this guy. And he's like, I'm on my way to Minnesota. I'm going to do
it. It was Steven Jackson.
It was Steven Jackson, yeah. And he said people called him his twin because they look so much alike. And you know what? They look a lot alike.
Well, he did. First of all, he did not resist arrest.
No.
So I'm amazed, absolutely amazed that. Well, do we see the whole thing?
So
I mean,
there's two new videos. One is, and I don't know which one you saw, but one is
I saw him being kind of walked across the street.
That's the closed circuit one from the Chinese restaurant,
yeah,
where they talk to him forever. There's no audio; it's just video.
Yep.
There's
right.
another one that the Fox station in Minnesota has from the car behind. So at some point he got back. I'm just piecing this together based on the two videos. It seems like he got back into the car, and he wouldn't get out of the car. So I don't know. I don't know if that's when they're saying he's resisting. But the earlier video, he's not resisting anything.
Well, there was regardless. I mean, if he got back in the car, you're not supposed to do that. There's a story today about a pregnant woman who wouldn't get out of the car in California, and the cops told her to get out of the car, and she wouldn't get out. So they dragged her out of the car, and she says she miscarried because of this.
Oh, really?
Which. You know, when I first started reading this story, I'm like, why don't you just get out of the car? Why would you? I mean, if you have to get out of the car, just get out of the car. I mean, you're not going to win. You're not going to win that argument.
Oh, well, maybe she feels she's going to lose more if she gets out of the car. Like, they're going to just throw her in jail. And I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to find.
You're not going
to
win.
I'm not
you're
saying
not
that. I'm just
going
trying to see
win.
What the answer is.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. The answer is she lost her baby. And, you know, maybe it's the police's fault. I don't know the whole story. It didn't sound very good. In this guy's case, by the way, because there's so much focus on the officer being white, what are the other three officers' ethnicities?
You know, looking
there's a Chinese, Asian
I
guy.
See, I don't see color, but one did look like another person of color, but the other three looked white, or other two looked white.
Oh well, there's a guy that's Asian.
Okay, then that must be the person of color.
I think there's a person of color, and the Asian guy, and there's a white guy.
Yeah, well, okay.
I think. I mean, I see a guy who is real close to the camera, and the white guy that had his knee on his neck is in the background, and that guy looks to me like a person of color.
Brandon, pull the video up if you can.
Does anyone know?
No, because only the one guy, the kneeler, is the one that's been identified. I mean, it's awful watching that video.
And honestly, the story is not that... This is, you know, this story is terrible. I don't care who you are. And yesterday I heard
he looks white. That guy, we know that guy.
Yeah, that guy's got the knee on him.
But the other guy before that looked white. I don't know. What does this matter?
It doesn't. I was just interested because there was no reporting on it other than that I saw the one guy had an Asian name and I saw a guy that looked Asian. And then there's another guy who looked to me like...
Do you look Arabic? So one guy kind of looks Arabic, the bald guy.
Oh, that's the guy I thought maybe was a person of color.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Okay.
That guy right there.
Yeah, and there's an Asian guy. Well, anyway, the point being, of course, people are angry at all of them because the three that didn't do anything and the cop that's on him. But the story is about a white man with his knee on the neck of a black man, and the mayor apologized to the black community, which I felt like, but isn't everyone pissed about this? Shouldn't apology be to everyone? I mean, I feel like we just create these. And I'll tell you what made me think of it. I mean, first of all, I knew immediately that was going to be the story, the white cop, black guy. And there's another one in Ypsilanti where white cop slugs black woman. And it was a shooting. And there are neighbors, I think, who are curious. And they tell them to leave. And there's some kind of a dispute. And the cop swings twice at a female. And I can't tell exactly what's going on. But the narrative is that white cop slugs black woman. So anyway, Nancy Armour, who, of course, is, I don't know, she almost, I don't really know what to say about Nancy Armour, but the headline for her story is, another death, still think Kaepernick's knee was the problem?
What was that?
And it's like, Kaepernick's knee?
What are you
talking about? And then LeBron has the meme of Kaepernick taking a knee and this guy's knee on the black guy's neck.
Oh, okay.
And her thing seems to be suggesting that, you guys are wrong that don't like Colin Kaepernick. When the fact is, most people, I think, well, a lot of people, I can't speak for all people. I think a lot of people just didn't like that this thing was associated with football. They just didn't want it. The NFL owners didn't want it.
Well, for argument's sake, I mean, his point was about police brutality. That wasn't about disrespecting the flag.
No, it wasn't. But people didn't necessarily. I mean, you don't get to decide how everyone accepts your actions.
No, I know. I'm just telling you why he said he did it.
No, I understand why. We all know why he did it. But a lot of people, I mean, fans booed. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck? Why are you kneeling for the national anthem? We don't like people kneeling for the national anthem. You know, and I think a lot of people, too, just didn't like that football was about something besides football. And they were annoyed by it. And so eventually what they started doing was they stopped carrying the national anthem on TV to sort of fool the home audience into not knowing anything was going on. And then at the stadium, I think some people booed and some people didn't care. I don't know.
I know people don't like this statement, but I don't know why we have to have the anthem before sporting events anyway. I don't get it.
I think it was just something... I think it just became a tradition, and I think, honestly,
but nobody
most
can,
people
nobody
just,
can handle it.
Well, now they can't, but, I mean, people handled it fine for a long time. I never really had a problem with it. I can't say it bothered me.
Nobody respects it. Well, not nobody. There's a lot of people that disrespect it while it's going on. If you ever go to a game and watch people have their hats on, people are
some
milling
people,
around.
Some people do, and some people don't like that either. But, you know, there was this group of people at the palace that used to always sit down during the anthem. And I was like, well, that's kind of bullshit. What's that all about?
Exactly.
And then I read a story not long after that a lot of people hate the national anthem. And they don't stand for it because they just think it's bullshit. So anyway, it's sort of like the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, now we got people that don't want the Pledge of Allegiance because it mentions God, or, you know, I don't want my kids standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's like there is literally nothing we can all do.
No.
And that's kind of how I viewed the national anthem, was it's just something we all do because we all do it, because it's nice if everybody does something. But if people don't feel that way, then what are you going to do? Anyway, to write an I told you so column about the guy with his knee on the guy's neck. Okay, so here's what comments look like. The comments start off with the two, because I think they reprinted the story in the Free Press, so it was like a local pickup.
They do that.
And it was, so what about the two black guys that shot the white cop in Monroe? What about the black guy who was punching out the 75-year-old at the nursing home?
Yeah.
Or not the, whatever that, wherever that was. And you realize that, honestly, this whole business of constantly pointing out when it's a white person doing something to a black person, it's really getting under people's skin, and they're like, hey, what about this? Just like people always do. They say, what about this? Clinton did this. Trump did this. Bush did this. Obama did this.
Yeah, it's the what about.
Yeah,
just like so, Lana Del Rey did. Well, what about Cardi B? It's,
yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
And I understand it. It's like, I'm not going to go in and type out a comment and, you know, and do that, but I understand why people do it, because they feel maligned.
But isn't there a difference? I mean, just once again, for the sake of arguing, isn't there a difference when it's police that are publicly paid, that are supposed to protect and serve? I'm just...
No, it's horrible. Of course it's horrible.
I just think that's different than, you know, the nut job in the nursing home. Which, by the way,
yeah,
it can all be wrong.
Know,
don't forget, Minnesota, Minneapolis has had the Philando Castile one, where the Asian cop shot the guy in the car.
It's the same Asian cop.
No, because that guy actually lost his job.
Oh, okay.
But they also had the story. Remember the Australian woman who was shot in the alley sitting in her car when the cops showed up?
Uh-huh.
That was a weird story. Well, so it isn't just necessarily race.
I'm reading this story today, and I think the number is 960-some people are killed in the course of police making an arrest or, you know, trying to collar someone. And they couldn't say how many of those were, you know, disputed or vociferously disputed incidents. But it's not like somebody sent me, this is how people react. Someone sent me a story from the Washington Post today, which I think was saying that police killing black men in the age group 20 to 24 is the fifth leading cause of death for blacks age 20 to 24. But the number is actually, I think it's a percentage point higher than whites who are 20 to 24 in terms of cause of death. I mean, it's just like it's trying to inflame.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know the number is 968,
figures may be inaccurate.
And the suggestion is that, you know, cops go out looking to kill black people, or, you know, God, it's unsafe for your kid to go out at night. You know,
well,
plus cops are maligned so much as it is. Now, it's obviously there's no disputing this. I'm sure someone will. I know at any minute now, someone will find George Floyd doing something terrible. And just like this Ahmaud Arbery or whatever. And that was a whole video that came out of him with this police contact. But you have what you have, and it's wrong. It is. And the guy's dead.
Was there ever any agreement like, well, maybe there needs to be a different kind of training? Wasn't there talk about that? Like, wasn't there some agreement? Like, yeah, maybe the training is a little off.
When it comes to
there's been no
using force, that's how, you know, in a lot of cases, the way other police will say is, well, under those circumstances, he didn't do anything wrong. And there's one I remember in Pittsburgh where, which were massive protests, where these guys were believed to have been in a drive-by shooting.
Oh, sure.
And the cop pulled him over, and there were bullet holes in the car.
Yeah.
So he knows it's the car.
The guy ran.
And the two guys in the back seat run, and he chases after him, and the one reaches into his pocket where he had actually left his gun on the floor of the car, but he had what's the thing that holds ammunition?
Magazine?
Yeah, he had a magazine in his pocket. And so when he reached into his pocket, he shot him.
Yeah.
And he died. And of course, it was white cop shoots black man, blah, blah, blah. And nobody cared about it. The drive by shooting, the bullet holes in the car, the reaching in his pocket, which I think they had a video of.
Yeah.
And it was before anything. It was just protest. Whites, you know, white cops are racist.
That one was pretty dumb because the situation.
There's a lot of those, though. There's a lot of more protest first, figure it out later.
Are you surprised that these four guys were relieved of their duties?
No. I wasn't.
I am. I don't know. I'm just surprised.
I kind of was that it happened so fast.
Yeah.
That they turned it around.
Which
like
I can only assume that that mayor of
saw the video. He must have seen the video.
He must have seen some footage that we haven't seen. That mayor, by the way, thinks he's really cool. Just totally
he does.
Based
I
on
agree. I totally agree. I was bothered by him from the first minute I saw him.
Anything look at that guy. Doesn't he think he's
over
cool?
The last 36 hours.
Yeah. Just the look on his face alone.
His hair. Churdy, is that guy hot? Brandon, how's that guy's bone structure?
He's got really weird hair.
I think he's in love with his hair.
Is he?
Yeah. His love is diplomacy standing in front of. Jeez. She had all his diplomas behind him, Villanova.
If you had done it, or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now. And I cannot come up with a good
answer. I'm not a police officer, though. They have laws to protect them because it's a crazy fucking job.
Attorney Mike Freeman to act on the evidence before him. I'm calling on him to charge the arresting officer in this case.
I'm just a kill this nerd. I'm just relieved that the Minnesota Vikings have released an official statement for some reason.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, do you want to hear their?
I'm sure Jonah advised them that maybe Gen Z know how they felt.
You guys gotta get on TikTok really quick and make a video so people know.
Let me guess. The Vikings are against murdering people.
Just guess some of the buzzwords or themes that the Minnesota Vikings will have to say.
I would think they're just they find it abhorrent. Innocent until proven guilty.
Fill in the blank.
Due process.
Ready? Fill in the blank. We are deeply saddened by the by the loss of life that occurred Monday evening, just blocks from our stadium.
That they killed fans. They don't want them to kill fans.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like Trudy. It kind of sounds like the Vikings think that it could have been them because it was so close to their stadium. Everyone in our community deserves the right to feel protected and safe. Our thoughts are with George Floyd and his family and our individuals who have been affected by this tragedy. So thank you.
That could have been me.
Thank you, Vikings, for pointing. Who else? Hey, who was it that released a statement after the show? We kind of laughed at the fact that they had to make a statement
about this.
No, there was something after the show we started laughing about because they released a statement on some news topic. The Audubon Society.
Oh, about the girl calling the cops on the black guy in Central Park.
The bird watcher. Because were we sitting around waiting for the Audubon Society to make an official statement as if they have anything to do with the story?
That girl, by the way, I saw the video again this morning. When she's screaming to 911, it's like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you? And, I couldn't help thinking about believe all women. Believe all women. No, you don't believe all anyone. You do not just believe all anyone. All black people, all white people, all Asian people, all women, all men. No, you don't.
So are you saying that
people lie?
Are you saying that she should have claimed that he Me Too'd her?
no, but just, it's just such a blatant lie. He's threatening her life.
And she knows she's being filmed. That's the other thing.
I know. How crazy is that? And she does seem, I'm not sure what her problem is, but I think she's just one of those people that just doesn't want anyone telling her what to do.
Oh.
And I think she knows the dog is supposed to be on a leash, and I think she just feels like, just butt out.
Does she know that the dog needs to breathe, though? That was my thought the entire time. That poor dog.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was my main thought, too. I felt bad for the guy, although he's a little over-involved in the ramble.
Sure. He's the ramble cop.
He's determined to win, too. It's like, you're not going to like what I'm going to do next. And he has a dog treat.
I'm relieved, though. He did an interview with the New York Daily News, and he said, look, she doesn't deserve all this, death threats and vitriol. She's wrong. I don't like that she went there, but, she went to a racist place, but does that make her racist? That's what he said.
I'm not sure that if a white guy told her what to do, she would react
she
much better.
Gone nuts.
No, I don't know. I mean, we can't know.
I don't think anybody can tell her what to do.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No
and
one
by the way,
her.
Mayor Jacob Fry, he has a video of himself. He does think he's hot.
But do you think he's hot? God.
I don't know. He's in an Andy Samberg kind of way.
Hmm. Well, Trudy kind of digging him, I think.
Brandon, bone structure on him. He's got some good cheekbones, doesn't he?
Nah.
Well, really?
I don't want to be tied in with this bone structure argument anymore.
You're the bone structure expert.
Oh, can you bring up the Channel 4 story about deputy punching black woman in Ypsilanti? It was on. It might have been noon today, or it might have been last night. I think it was
Channel
4 last night. Yeah. Anyway, the reason I wanted to bring it up is this has nothing to do with the story. The woman's two daughters, Jaquizi and Charity. And, of course, people are just having a field day with Jaquizi. What kind of a name is that?
Jaquizi.
Jaquizi.
That's a great name.
Jaquizy, I believe it is. And Charity, her sister. And
oh man, I feel bad for Jacquezi for having to carry that name.
It's probably Jacquezi, I'm thinking.
Okay, well, whatever it is. Anyway, it's a different name.
Is that still a name?
They go on to say in the story that they're not American citizens. That and then,
get
then
what, out!
They, what they said, I was absolutely lost. But they said that anyway. Just play the story. It's just really weird.
Oh, first they leave with Quaim.
Yeah. Did they say, we really fucked this thing up? By the way, I haven't heard anyone say, huh, here's a story we really fucked up.
Oh, do you think, wait, shouldn't WWJ and Fox, I don't know if you guys knew this, that they just put out the press release, shouldn't they have a correction on the air?
Yeah.
Of course they should.
Wouldn't that do them some service if they go, look, we fucked this one up. Sorry, not sorry.
I have not seen anyone do that. They just say, hey, it turns out in a new development.
Yeah. Take down the post.
Let's see, okay. No,
but you know, rarely does anyone admit to a mistake anymore in media. It's really rare.
No, no one ever admits a mistake, so everybody has to point them out.
Yes, tribal casinos opening. God. That's great. Since Native Americans supposedly are getting coronavirus so much more than everyone else, but yet they're opening their casinos up. Does that make sense?
Guess.
And they could afford health care.
And I saw that 300 small businesses in New York are suing. Or no, they're just going to open. They just said, fuck you, we're opening.
It's America, baby.
But de Blasio said that they're absolutely going to go after them.
Oh, my God. And now they're done the...
And New York had, I think, 55, was it 55 hospitalizations in the last 24 hours, which isn't that many, really.
Not at all.
Did you, I hate to mention this because I didn't get all the way through yesterday's show, but the rat, the aggressive rats now.
No.
That New York City, because of the lack of trash of food from restaurants,
yep.
The rats are on steroids and they're all fighting each other. So rat fights are like.
I did see a picture of a dumpster from a wet market in New York City, which just looked like it had a new virus being made as I was looking at the picture.
That was the other thing about...
that sounds delicious.
The story... God, where is this story, Mark?
Are you sure it was Channel 4? Because now we're 27 minutes in.
I swear to God it was Channel 4. I thought it was Devin Scillian. Maybe it wasn't Devin Scillian.
Seven.
Skiv?
No, it can't be. Bernie it's doing gotta sports be an that early story. Did this happen last night? Maybe try noon. Fuck.
Well, does Channel 4 do noon news?
Why don't you just like search on
the internets?
Channel 4.
I'll look on the internet.
White deputy punches black Ypsilanti woman.
I'll look on, click on
it'll,
Detroit.
It'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah, so New York. Oh, boy. There's quite a story about New York today where de Blasio is not only saying that they can't open up and that they're going to go after these small businesses, but he's also saying that we're going to need some money really soon because New York is running. In virtual every category, their revenues are just absolutely blown out.
Did anybody tell them to get in line? Because every state's going to have that problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this is a Free Press story. There's an article in the Free Press about it. I saw
the story on TV with Jacquezi and Charity talking, and they said that they're not here, or they have a different set of laws that they operate under. It was just really weird. Maybe I'm crazy.
A different set of laws. All right, I can't find it on their website.
I want
sucks.
A different set of laws.
I'll keep looking. Carry on.
I mean, honestly, it was really strange.
They attempted to make a perimeter around the house where the shooting was believed to. Oh, I see. Okay.
Why don't I just Google Jacquezi?
Do you see Channel 4 doing the story, Trudy?
I have the actual video, but that's all I can do. I don't know.
Yeah, the video's up there, too.
Made it to the Post. MLive has a video of it.
Don't touch her. Don't fucking touch her. Don't touch her.
Oh man, listen to that story. I have to tell you, it's a crazy story to start with. because there's a shooting in the, I think it was in the backyard of that house. And the cops were trying to crime tape it off and get everyone, clear everyone out. And these people are neighbors. And I think they walked up and they want to know what's going on. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. And I don't think they did. And so it just got really bad really fast. And you can see this guy's arm swinging up to hit this woman. And then her husband sees that going on and he jumps in the fray. It's just a mess. I mean, it's a disaster, a total disaster. So while Mark's looking, if it's not there, I mean, I must have had a mirage.
I found the story on Channel 4's website, but they don't have the video, which that makes a lot of sense.
Well, the story.
By the way,
I would not
have spelled Jacuzzi that way.
The story had the video inside the story, and they interviewed Jacuzzi and Charity.
Oh, you saw it online?
Yeah.
This is insane.
I saw it on my phone. Okay. But anyway. Since that's pretty hopeless.
No, it's not. No, because now you've done this challenge.
Well, let me try and find it after you don't find it.
The New York Post has a video of it as well.
The interview?
Mitchell Albom has a very interesting column today. Oh, good. As coronavirus told.
Oh, I would like to point out before you go into the Mitch article, comments for that story have been turned off.
No, and there's comments about it being turned off on other stories as well.
As coronavirus death toll hits 100,000, how many more are we willing to lose? Ask yourself this question. If America could return to normal life tomorrow, but one of your family members had to die, would you say okay?
Well, it depends which family member.
Just a lot of people that said that.
Okay, man.
Oh, really?
I'm assuming the answer is no. Now, a second question. If America could return to normal life tomorrow, but a family member, your next-door neighbor, had to die, what would you say then? Yes? That's how about someone on your block or someone in your town? At a certain point, as we pull the lens out, the honest answer for many Americans is, I'll take that deal. And that, sadly, is where we...
Wait, Mitch wouldn't take that deal?
Hey, Mitch!
He doesn't want anyone to die, ever.
Ever, yeah.
And sadly, that's where we find ourselves.
He loves everyone, unless you work for him.
Just before you'll say a week, a holiday to board Americans who died in wars this year, about 100,000 Americans dead from a new war against a monster that attacks through the air but is animated by unlikely foot soldiers, ourselves.
What have we learned so far from this?
Nothing.
No one dies if no one spreads. But siren calls are luring us from our safe zones. Money to be made, work to be accomplished, beaches to be visited, nail and hair to be cut and beautified. I think that's a bit of an overstatement. I mean, I think a lot of people are seriously concerned about their livelihood. It's not just they want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, are people that just want to go to the beach. Yeah. And there's people irresponsibly going to parties and things like that. But most people are worried about their livelihood. In fact, over 50% are worried about their livelihood. And I'll add today that 1 in 3 Americans is depressed, anxious, or both over this, which I've been saying this for weeks. Isn't this country getting depressed about this? And I never saw anything until there was a story about it today.
We were too depressed to respond.
Yeah. Maybe so. And our limited attention span, which already feels sped, is saying, enough. We've sacrificed. We've flattened the curve. We can't go on this. We can't go on this way. Throw in a president who seems to have pushed this pandemic aside to focus on more pressing matters, like getting himself reelected, and you have a Pied Piper leading us to the promise of happier days. But remember, in the original story, all the critters who followed the Pied Piper died.
Whoa! Spoiler alert, Mitch. I haven't read that book yet. Way to give out the ending of the Pied Piper.
And then he goes into this thing. Boy, this is something I'm sure we all know. Whoever saves a life, it's as if he has saved the whole world. That's a well-known quote from the Talmud.
Oh, another spoiler alert.
Made famous by the film Schindler's List.
Whoa.
But that same Talmudic text offers an adjunct quote. What you don't hear as much. Whoever destroys one life, it's as if he destroys the whole world. There are people today who will confirm this idea. Like parents who have lost an otherwise healthy child to COVID-19. Okay, how many parents have lost an otherwise healthy child to COVID-19? I'm not trying to minimize this idea. Very. But I believe there were three last I knew from that inflammatory thing that occurs. I think there were three. Other than that, I don't. I mean, is it double figures? I mean, it's a very small amount.
Not that I know of.
In fact, I believe recently they've said children are not big carriers of COVID-19.
That was the new breaking
big
news
spreaders.
Today.
Yeah, I mean that's huge.
And you know that means back to school, baby.
Exactly.
COVID-19
hit the most. He's so trying to hit the most sympathetic tone.
Yeah, no, he's trying to trying to just touch nerve after nerve after nerve. Meanwhile, as he works his ass off from home and makes miles and miles of money.
He's so deep.
So, like parents who've lost an otherwise healthy child to COVID-19, spouses who've lost an otherwise healthy husband or wife. How many people have lost an otherwise healthy
husband?
If you're under a certain age, very unlikely. Very unlikely. Children whose grandparents have survived all manner of things, from cancer to the Holocaust, only to be failed by a virus spreading carelessly through a nursing home. For them,
not what you said, how you said it.
For them, one life lost feels like a world gone. And yet we are impatient to get back to normal as fast as possible, as long as it's not someone in our inner circle who pays a deadly price. You know, honestly, the business of...
How did he plug his Haiti charity in this article?
Or a new book.
Let's see. I didn't finish the article, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, he does have a new book. He's writing it as this thing happens, which is really cool. Nobody's ever done that, I don't think.
Neat.
Because it would likely be, it seems like the older stuff in the book would be really inaccurate as time went on, or it would seem silly. But whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
How many people is it going to be meeting in heaven, or is you it think, not about that anymore?
I mean, is chapter one going to say, now we definitely are not allowed and not supposed to wear masks? And then chapter two, we must wear masks.
Of course, we're all wearing our masks now. And,
Speaking of, if I can sidetrack you for 1 second, did you guys see the funniest shaming, like the failed attempt of mask shaming ever on MSNBC?
I don't think I did.
Check out the computer real quick. This takes a second, but wow, is this the most dejected reporter I've ever seen?
It seems like you might be one of the only people wearing a mask and practicing social distancing.
I think people felt like the Supreme Court made the decision here in Wisconsin that it was time to open up. But you can see, here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's, there you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie?
The cameraman.
You know what? Trudy, remember what I was saying before the show? I was getting a little upset at
NBC. The guy was just walking by.
I always watched all the major nightly news shows every night, and NBC Nightly News is the only one that always has the reporters when they do their stand-up wearing the mask, and there's no one around them, which you don't have. You're only supposed to wear a mask when social distancing isn't possible.
They're trying to set a good example.
That's exactly, which is fine. I mean, Dr. Fauci said that's why he wears a mask today, to set the example, because
he's not wearing a mask to be safe.
Because
life loses, the whole world loses. The whole world
thanks,
dies
Mitch.
Out of something
no,
like that.
Mitch. Yeah, he doesn't wear he wears the mask even when he can socially distance to send the message. So maybe that's why they do it. Maybe that's. But it looks really stupid and transparent to that
like
point.
Like in the car too.
And I also think ABC is not letting their male reporters get haircuts done professionally, because they've had some pretty bad male haircuts. Is this the video? Did I find it? Is this the right one?
That looks like Jacquezy.
Okay.
Oh my God! Is he really hit her?
Well, that took a.
Could well be it.
Absolutely. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, or? I'm just done. It's so funny. This is probably gonna be re-edited so they don't talk about the fact that they're part of this other, whatever it is.
Well, at least I know when it aired originally, so I can go back.
Go ahead. Yeah, play it. Let's hear it.
Online, and the main comment I'm starting to see or happen.
I like this reporter though. He's pretty good.
Is this at all necessary?
One of Channel 4's new ones.
She was open. She wasn't doing anything.
This is it.
Jacquezy Diggins had a hard time holding back the tears, reliving the dramatic incident caught on cell phone video showing a Washtenaw County sheriff's deputy striking her mother multiple times while trying to make an arrest on Apple Ridge Street.
Ouch.
The officer punched my arm, her face three times for no reason. And she is a female.
The footage was all captured by Tova Taylor the night of Memorial Day.
It was getting crazy. It just seemed like to be more police than what was necessary. Her husband seen it and turned around, then they tased him. It was crazy.
Both of Jaquizi's parents, Shatina and Daniel L., were arrested. But what led to this happening in the first place?
It started all over an altercation over something crazy. Some females got into it, a girl lost, and somebody got to shoot him.
Jaquizi and her sister Charity say their parents are Moorish Americans.
We aren't U.S. citizens. We're free Moorish American. We go by our own law.
So when their mother stood her ground, refusing to stop recording,
like sovereign
that's
citizens?
When this part of the incident began.
Moorish Americans.
You're Moors, yeah.
And my mother.
I'm sorry, the card says moops.
They have their own laws?
Saying our rights.
Nevertheless,
that was Morgan Freeman's character from Robin Hood.
I understand, though. She said they have their own laws.
They do. They're Moors.
This is
more
exciting.
How does that work? I mean, can I have my own laws too?
They're sovereign citizens.
Really?
Yeah.
We want more.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, I guess they were trying to get closer to record, and the cops wanted them off the property, and they didn't want to leave.
Well, I guess so, say their own laws are working well for them.
I would say that, you know, I don't know why you have to hit someone like that. I mean, it seems like he could have just. I mean, I hate saying what cops should have done all the time, but because it's a female and she's black, I don't know how the cop. I really don't even know how he should do his job there.
It's interesting.
Obviously, he didn't. What he did not work.
I'm looking at everybody's favorite research paper, Wikipedia, and at the very bottom of the entry for the Moorish Science Temple of America, it says, "See also Black Hebrew Israel."
Oh no. I don't know if related, well, I just didn't know what does that have to
I've
do
never
with
heard
the,
of it.
What does that have to do with the story that the mother was not breaking a Moorish law?
They're sovereign citizens.
But why'd she tell us that? Can we get you Queasy on the phone?
Yeah, no, I'd like to have.
I mean, I just thought it was.
I'd like to find out more about this sect. Maybe we'll end up joining.
I guess I don't know what it had to do with this story. I mean, it seems like I would have thought they would have edited it out because I just don't understand what does that mean, unless they explained it. I don't think they did.
Very intrigued by this.
I wonder if Moorish citizens are allowed to have phones. Maybe she can't. Speak on the phone.
Oh. No, because they were recording it. The mom was recording it. And I think that's what she was saying was that they can't tell her what to do because she follows Moorish law.
So there was a 1787 treaty between the U.S. and Morocco that grants them immunity from U.S. law. The only problem is that treaty is fake. just saying, it's fake.
Hey.
Let me just wrap up the Butcher story, which is have more important things.
Wait, I want to play one clip.
Okay.
This is so stupid.
Curse on Moors and Saracens. Were it not for their ungodly ways, Master Robin would never have left. What manner of name is Azim? Irish? Cornish?
Moorish.
That's the only thing I've ever heard of Moors.
Don't you remember the Seinfeld when they were playing Trivial Pursuit and they answered it Moors and then George goes, I'm sorry, the card says Moops. It was a misprint. And am I the only one that remembers that? Where's Mazowick? Can we call Maz?
Maz, yeah.
He won't answer. And if he left, if he's not at home, he won't have his phone with him. manufactured plants are putting workers back on lines. Gyms where people sweat and breathe heavily are getting a green light in some states. Ohio State athletic director said he could see up to 50,000 fans at his football stadium this fall. Notre Dame's president told the media, we will be ready when students come back, never addressing what happens when classes are over. No students want to party, and please don't think they won't party. Enough partisan games, open the economy, President Trump tweeted, as if this pandemic is masking an otherwise normal world. Meanwhile, the mayor of Montgomery, Alabama, said the city was nearly out of ICU beds, even as the state opened movie theaters. In Mississippi, a church in a defiant stay-at-home borders was burned to the ground. In Brazil, they are digging mass graves. Does any of this sound like a normal world to you? There seems to be this notion that we have beaten this thing down because we put in two whole butts of sacrifice. By the simple act of wearing a mask, we could do anything without worry. But know this. The disease has not lost its potency. It has not grown tired just because we have. I asked Dr. Daniel Cowan, infectious disease specialist at the University of Michigan, a simple question. If tomorrow we went back to life as we do it, would this first start? What numbers of new infections and new deaths mirror what happened in the early weeks? Absolutely, he said. Acceptable losses. So, I guess the guy from Michigan is our Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, how does this guy know, by the way? Because no one, this is a new virus and no one seems to know anything. Well, not anything.
The virus.
Okay. Oh, my God, is this story long? It just keeps going. You're
still on Mitch.
It just keeps going. And then you come down to the comments. View comments. I push the button. And oh, wait a second. Are there comments here?
Did he plug
Don't
it
write
in?
Me a book,
oh,
kid.
There's zero comments. They opened the comments up. No, there can't be zero comments.
No, they're closed. Did he plug any of his wonderful works?
I don't know. The article's too long to finish.
Is his ice store open
yet?
It's
an unending article.
Man, there's some exciting brothel news. Can I share some exciting brothel news?
Brothel news about what?
So apparently there's brothels in Switzerland, and they've been closed because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
So they're slowly reopening, except there's one rule. They're only allowing two positions in the brothel. Care to guess which two positions are allowed?
Not missionary.
I think it's going to be the girl giving the guy oral sex. It's going to be one of them.
Not allowed, no.
Not allowed?
It's just two sexual positions.
I'm going to say that it will be...
anal. Hold on, just throwing it out there.
Well, I guess it could be anal in these positions.
Wait, actually...
Doggy style.
Doggy style!
You can get a doggy style on your side.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You could wear a mask and you wouldn't maybe get it from the other person.
Got it.
Doggy, if you're facing ahead and they're facing ahead.
Doggy style, and the other is reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
basically,
very
wear the face. Which is great, because he wants to see the face. I like to see the face. I like to see the face.
Oh, boy.
What another side effect of coronavirus is?
What's that?
People getting their black books out from people they used to be with and calling to see whether there's an opportunity.
Makes sense.
Happened. Yeah.
Because they trust them. They want to see if they're clean. They can't get anything
new. Do you have any personal experience or a friend that you'd like to share that this happened to?
Somebody I know it happened to.
Reunited and it feels
and
so good.
How was the response from the person?
Oh, they were just amused by it. There's no interaction.
So it was a big no? It was a big fail?
That person said that she just knew that it was kind of, you know, like... fishing.
Yeah, of course it was fishing. All of them are fishing. Classes begin for fall semester 2019.
Yeah.
On August 28th. Oh, wait. No, wait. Is that last year? Michigan State announced they're starting their
September 2nd.
Fall.
September 2nd. They're okay. Allowed to come back.
So that's really interesting that they would announce that, because how many colleges have announced they're even having classes?
Not many. But yeah, Michigan State, they're having students come back. They're still going to offer remote learning. But what's interesting, too, is they say once Thanksgiving break hits, you're off until mid-January.
Wow. You tape in for a Michigan State student, and I love to drink.
And if the infections rise during that period, then are they going to cancel second semester?
Yeah, we'll deal with it when we get there. So it sounds like they'll be playing football.
That's pretty funny. Now let's just say that Michigan State was a nonprofit operation. Do you think they'd be announcing classes today?
They are nonprofit. What are you talking about? They're a public university.
Oh, there's no interest in the money?
No, it's all about the education.
of course. I know. So
we were talking about
this. Kind of laughable.
People need to start realizing that universities are businesses, no matter how you look at them. If you hate them, if you love them, they're still a business.
Right, but they act like they're not, like they're all about educating people and teaching them the right things.
Nope. They're a business. They advertise. They don't have students anymore. They have customers. It's just how it is now. That's the American collegiate system.
Okay. So I was reading today that my favorite people, Harry and Meghan, are being protected by Tyler Perry's security. Because I know
everyone was out there, whether they're staying at home or they're an essential worker or whatever they're doing, and they were going, oh my God, who's protecting Harry and Meghan?
There's so much Harry and Meghan stories today.
There have been a lot of them less. I mean, I've skipped a ton of them lately just because I've so
shut up, Meg.
Tired of them.
The Daily Mail reported that Prince Charles has been paying for their security guards at a cost of £4 million a year. Meghan and Harry have reportedly began paying Queen Elizabeth back for the renovations.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
Charles took over the security costs because Meghan and Harry wouldn't otherwise be able to cover the expense. They had fully expected the British taxpayers would continue to foot the bill.
I thought they weren't royalty anymore. So why are they getting money from Prince Charles?
Because they thought that they would still be able to have their security paid for, and the rug was pulled from underneath their feet, according to this source.
Why do they need security? Why?
They don't.
He's not even Harry's dad.
Exactly. Does George Clooney spend $4 million a year in security?
Fuck no.
Does Elton John spend $4 million a year in security? I doubt it.
Let's see what's... there was a fight between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton.
At the wedding.
At the wedding about...
wearing tights. Kate said, it's protocol. You have to wear tights. This is for the bridesmaids. And Meghan said, no, it's too hot. So that's what started their terrible trek downward. And now Kate says that Meghan and Harry threw them under the bus.
Yeah.
And that she can barely spend time with her kids. She's so busy doing work. She's exhausted.
Entrapped, yeah. What is she exhausted doing?
They don't. Those aren't jobs. If they didn't, if they just quit for a year, no one would notice.
She's furious about the larger workload. What you mean? Being yourself?
What is it that you have to do? No,
she's working. This is a quote. She's working as hard as a top CEO has to be wheeled out all the time without benefits of boundaries and holidays.
Shut the fuck up.
Why do they have to do that though? They quit that life. That's public life. It's over.
That's Kate saying that. She's mad because Meghan left this hole that she has to fill.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, God. This whole security thing. You know, it's funny to me how often people that don't need security are so worried about security. Mm-hmm. In the Epstein Netflix thing today, they were talking about how he always had security with him. You know, this guy molests any 13-year-old on two legs, and he needs security everywhere. What the fuck does he need security for? People need security from him. Good God.
How fucking stupid.
I know. And by the way, they go on and on. Why Alex Acosta has not been taken to the woodshed? I want him in the sweat box, the Delbert sweat box, where he said, let's put people in the sweat box. They just turn it up to 120 and they'd sweat it out of them.
He has totally disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye, son.
That's amazing. He left his post, was Secretary of Labor or something, and nobody's heard from him since.
Well, I don't know. I got to tell you. There has to be some missing link as to why this deal was made. Because all the people in it, Trudy, you probably noticed this, how people said, yeah, all of a sudden it was like nobody called anymore. Nobody wanted any information. Nobody's contacting the victim's attorneys. It's just all of a sudden everything is just dead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what happened? And they showed this email, too. I didn't mean to bounce back and forth on this topic, but they showed an email from this assistant fed in Florida district. So she's part of the group that took the case away from Florida. And she's asking them if this is okay with them.
Yeah.
Well, usually it's like, you know, he's got to do this. And she's like, it's okay. You want to make any changes to this arrangement? What? Why?
Yeah.
What? Whose big fucking foot came in on that case? And why can't we know?
Bill Clinton? Trump! Bill Clinton! Donald Trump!
I mean, it sounds like somebody like Bill that who right. had amazing... Yeah, Bill Gates would be another one.
Gates did it.
Michael Jackson.
So,
Jackson, too.
Yeah, Michael Jackson could have checked in.
Stephen Hawking may have done it.
Yeah, that's right. Who was the other senator? George Mitchell.
Oh, George Mitchell?
Bill Richardson?
Yeah, Bill Richardson. By the way, you know, I think it's certainly worth knowing what the fuck. Those guys are both alive. What did they do? What is the story on them? Why are they named?
I don't know.
It sure seems weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they did know Epstein.
Hey, I have a question for Brandon. More statement.
That looks delicious.
What are you eating? What's for dinner?
God damn it.
I don't know. Chow down.
How does he never not know what he's eating?
What is it? Hold it up.
Is your dinner just pureed? All the things are pureed together?
It's in pouches.
Today it's like this.
Like a milkshake?
It's like this chicken salad that's got this weird, it's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. I don't know. I guess you would call it a chicken salad.
Sounds delicious.
How hard is it to identify chicken salad?
I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know what she made with it.
You guys
it's
have been
like weird.
You guys have been watching a lot of movies together, right?
Yeah. Over the weekend, we caught four movies.
Two Brandon pick and two Kristen pick. Who do you think had the better wins?
The better picks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm counting on Brandon.
So what were the movies?
Technically, we only watched three movies in about 15 minutes of the other because Kristen's very first pick was this flick called Photograph. Never heard of it. She said, oh my God, me and Brittany wanted to go see this at Valentine's Day. And she really wanted to see it. I said, okay.
Is it the story of Nickelback?
we start watching it, and I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes in, she's like, this movie sucks. And so
I appreciate her for blowing it out early.
Here's a clip from the movie.
Okay, good. Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
Photograph. The Jim South story.
Yeah.
I watched your hand up higher so I can see your bust.
Except we know that'd be a good movie.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So we ended up switching over to The Hustle, some comedy with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. It was
nice.
Well, that sounds awful.
So finally, I was
wait a sec. When she picks a movie, like, that just sounds terrible. Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. Do you have your, like, if you pull out your phone maybe 5 minutes in to just do something else while it's on, do you get in trouble or does she get mad at you?
Well, I wasn't going to watch Photograph because I just had no interest in that movie. I hadn't even heard of it. Hustle, I didn't hear about that one either, but it had Rebel Wilson playing the same Rebel Wilson character that she plays in every Rebel Wilson movie, where she's the
fat girl that's so funny that you forget she's fat.
With an accent and blonde hair. It's the same.
The guys who never hit on her, hit on her.
She is the female Jason Statham, where she just plays the same character in every single movie. And whatever, I don't know. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't any good. I picked.
What was the name? I'm sorry. What was the name of the movie? You said it was The Hustle. I just want to see what it was on Rotten Tomatoes.
The Hustle.
Did you watch it or no?
I watched most of it. Yeah.
I feel like this should be like when you're picking a jury and Brandon should get exceptions. You should be able to exempt people or exempt movies. You should get like three exemptions.
What do you think you got on the thermometer, Brandon, The Hustle, since you've seen it?
I would have guessed 32% and maybe 45% for audience.
43 for the audience. 14 from the
ouch.
That's pretty rough.
Don't tell Chris.
Yeah. But, I mean, I picked Knives Out, which I really wanted to see.
That's a good movie. I like
it. Yeah, I like whodunits. And Kristen was like, I don't want to watch it. And then five minutes into it, she was hooked and watched the whole thing. And then what was the other movie I picked? Oh, Good Boys.
Good Boy, which is terrible.
Good Boys?
I didn't think it was that bad. It's a movie about three, like, 12, 13-year-olds who are, I don't know, they're coming of age. And Will Forte's in it.
Drew, that's the movie, remember,
Will Forte's
Tom,
in it?
Remember Tom would skip movie, like, he would go into a movie there and then leave that movie and go to another. Mm-hmm. And he said he sat through that and was terrible. And we were shocked because, or at least Brandon and I were shocked because we had seen the trailer. Uh-huh. And then I ended up watching and I apologized to Tom because I thought it was pretty bad.
I don't know. It wasn't too bad. It's Seth Rogen and guy. They wrote it, so I think what it is it's a lot of leftover stories from Superbad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe when they were younger.
Yeah. Vivarium was the creepiest pick. I heard you watch that yesterday. I watched it.
It was really weird. I was kind of amused by it for some reason. I saw a lot of people don't like it, so I'm not going to recommend it.
It is hideous, though. Man, is that an argument against having children.
Oh, I know. Oh, Trudy, did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you like it?
It was sinister. Yeah, I did like it, but it's just,
It was really freaky. What about that weird thing they'd watch on the TV, those things?
Yeah.
Was that? It was weird. It was like the Twilight Zone, wasn't it?
That's funny that you should key in on that, because the worst thing in their lives was their TV.
Any TV. I want to see this.
No TV.
No TV.
I swear to God, I thought just the fact that they even made this movie about this and the way it came off made it worth watching, because it was really strange. And Jesse Eisenberg's in it, so he's somebody I'm used to, and I generally like his movie picks. So I trusted him, and it was a really shaky premise, but I thought they did a good job with it.
It's creepy.
I'm getting some support with Dead to Me. Have you seen that yet, Trudy?
I've seen both seasons.
And?
I told Drew to watch it because it's a dark comedy with Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
And
he called it a chick flick.
I know, but it's a funny movie, and of course produced by...
Wolf.
Adam McKay and
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, yeah.
Wait, it's a movie.
No.
It's
a
Netflix, but you can pinch it.
I'm going to give another chance.
I think you will be put off by the women, though. I just think there's no getting through that.
I did catch one other movie.
Because they're powerful?
I forgot. I did catch this movie because it's been playing on my free premium movies. Damn it. And I still have it.
What
movie is that?
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
What movie is that?
It's Evan's favorite movie.
I promise I will never die.
And his church group's favorite movie.
Whose favorite movie?
Team America.
I watched Team America the other night.
Me too.
I laughed my ass off.
So great.
Love that movie.
Are there any drops in there we need?
Yeah, I caught some.
Are there any left?
No, there definitely is. I was watching going, that's a drop. Oh, that's a drop.
I know.
And I like Lovebirds too. I think if you like Kumail Nanjiani, you'll like that.
I can't.
The guy from Silicon Valley.
I don't know. I just can't do that one. Netflix is trying to make me watch that one too.
Which one?
Lovebirds.
Lovebirds.
What's Lovebirds?
Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae, but they get into a murder situation.
Boring.
No, it's funny. Whatever.
And Drew, I am telling you, I know that we needed to get into the Brittany Murphy thing, but you also need to watch Dark Side of the Ring season finale with Owen Hart.
I saw it.
So
I watched it.
Somebody sent me the link because it is on YouTube. I can't find it on my TV for some reason, but they sent it to me on YouTube, and wow.
Brandon, you know what's weird is, first of all, I don't remember that, and it just seems like that would have been huge news. A guy falls from the top of an arena to the wrestling mat. Correct. And dies, and they go ahead and have the show.
Well, yeah, they kept going. I mean, to me, the
what?
Craziest...
There's
people there. They pay their tickets.
Yeah, here was
this
the crazy...
This guy died.
You can't refund them.
I can play one quick part here, and it's I feel bad for Jim Ross. Everybody knows him as the guy who has to do the commentary and stuff like that. He was doing it with Jerry Lawler that night. And he's at the headset. They keep telling him, you need to give an update to the fans about Owen Hart. But he had no information. And then finally they give him the update. And here, this will just take a second.
He's dead. And we're like, who? And he's like, Owen. And then it was just like,
Jerry Lawler back joining me here. King, I was just reiterating the fans. This is not a part of the show. We're here to entertain and have fun, but this is neither.
No, it doesn't look good at all.
I knew something was wrong because Lawler, his face just became ashen white. Like he'd just seen death.
And they wheeled Owen past us to go to the ambulance, and
D'Lo Brown.
You're awesome. That's not even an image I want to even bring up in my head anymore. That was not what I wanted to see.
This is the part.
When they rolled through the curtain, they put him in the ambulance. I remember just being in shock. When they did wheel him back, he was like blue. Oh. And I remember that. And I remember crying too.
They didn't want to stop the show, so Jeff Jarrett, who was real close with Owen, did a promo, and he was in tears.
Owen Hart, I'm praying for you, buddy.
In the chaos, Kevin Dunn, the executive producer, thought that I had been told that what the deal was.
Yeah, boy.
I said, Kevin, nobody's told us anything. What is the update? And he said, he's dead. And you're back at 10, 9.
And I have the unfortunate responsibility to let everyone know that Owen Hart has died. Owen Hart has tragically died from that accident here tonight.
On camera.
Now back to the show, guys. All right. And
yeah,
then they brought out
roll.
More wrestlers, and they finished the entire night, which was a pay-per-view event called Over the Edge.
Ooh.
And, of course, the story is Owen Hart was harnessed up. He was supposed to drop into the ring like,
what's he
like
doing
Sting
up there?
Used to do. Like Sting used to do in the WCW, because his character at the time was a mockery. It was the Blue Blazer. It was comedy.
He I've
was
never just even supposed been to, up there.
He was just supposed to drop down from the ring you know, by a harness and then stop, and then the Godfather would come
What's
out and
beat
him
up. What's
he
doing up there?
Unfortunately, the people who strapped him in, just they used like a stunt.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
They used a wiring harness that's used
Nice
for like,
job.
Like pulling somebody behind a car, and they just quick released him, and he
Oops.
Just had no idea. He just fell.
Oops!
Yes.
Brandon, did the guy that was in charge of it go,
yeah. Say, palms up.
Well, I haven't finished it yet, but I do know that the Hart family, specifically Owen Hart's widow, fought pretty damn hard, and I'm pretty sure that she got a nice settlement.
What
Not that
happened?
She needs it. She's a doctor. So,
did he land right in the ring?
Yeah, what happened
going
was...
Going 100 million miles an hour?
So they were
go
waiting...
through it? Jesus.
They were waiting to... they were playing a promo on the big screen for everybody at home and everybody in the audience. The promo was just basically Owen Hart being interviewed. And the referee was in the corner of the ring, and he had his hand on the rope. And then all of a sudden, the referee felt something brush up against
Heads
him really
up!
Quick.
Oh, my God. It was him?
And it hit... Yeah, and Owen had fallen, and he hit, like, close to the turnbuckle.
What the hell happened that
night? On the rope. And then he flipped over onto his back, and they immediately called for, you know, medical help.
And this is in front of a full house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a full
So
house.
They see this guy going a billion miles an hour, terminal velocity to the mat.
Crowd going ape shit.
I mean, the only saving cool. grace was that it wasn't caught on camera, and if it was, which I'm sure it was,
oh,
that video
Vince McMahon
has never
watched
been
that
released.
Thousands of times. Every time he has a guest at his house, he shows it.
Here's another great clip from that episode.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of you for all you've done to your bodies. It's yeah. still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Take
you.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
Heads up!
The guy he's talking to right there is on the TV right
yeah.
now, Mark.
Yeah.
Jim Cornette.
Take it easy, man.
Wow.
But that's a powerful series there, Dark Side of the Ring. And Vice puts all their episodes out on YouTube, I learned, thanks to a couple listeners, and you can check it out. So.
I still cannot believe it. Went ahead with the show.
Well, come on. You don't want to return money. Everybody's there.
It's incredible.
Wait. What happened?
Amazing.
Is it Chuck Howley? Who's the player that died?
Chuck Hughes.
Chuck
with the
Hughes.
Lions. But they didn't know he was dead.
They finished the game.
But they didn't know he was dead. People get carried off the field all the time.
That's what they wanted to tell you.
Right.
Oh, well, we played because we didn't know he was dead. And it was a joke.
Oh, somebody knew he was dead. They just, yeah.
But wasn't he part of the wrestling that night? He's supposed to be. Well, they just throw another guy in there?
I think they just canceled that
match. It looks
a little
from Owen Hart, but it's Owen Hart. What do you know?
Someone else get up there. Somebody, hey, you, go up there.
I've never even been up there.
I never saw that. I didn't watch. I had a lot of friends who would buy the pay-per-views and stuff. I didn't see that one, but the next day at school, I remember it was all the talk of the, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, because they saw someone die.
Well, no, they didn't see someone die.
Well, it's all the
aftermath.
Because
they didn't show it on television.
That's a bummer.
Because he was going too fast?
You think they were pissed?
They couldn't catch up to him.
They were probably pissed that they didn't get caught on camera.
So it looks like they skipped. Yeah, they skipped the match and went right to yeah, Jeff Jarrett's matchup against Val Venus.
Oh, Venus.
Yeah, he had a big donger, and his entire awkward wrestling persona was a pimp, basically. Or actually, I'm sorry, Godfather was a pimp, but Val Venus was just a dude who was so sexy he would nail your woman. Mm. And then The Undertaker and cool. Stone Cold Steve Austin headlined that night.
Well, awkward.
Oh, boy. All right, you want to get us out of here, Mark?
Sure.
And let's see.
Oh, man. Well, tomorrow we're going to have to cover Gabrielle Union. She broke her silence about America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah, I can pretty well cover that. But it's really funny that she's on the cover of Variety telling her whole sordid story about how Simon Cowell was smoking the first day she got there, and she was sick for 2 months because of it.
To which Trudy and I were talking about this before the show. And Trudy, very good point. Do you remember what you said before the show?
Yeah, it isn't as though her husband hadn't pulled out a stogie in her presence a couple of times celebrating game, right? Wayne Wade.
I totally agree.
Well, they finished the investigation, and they said that Simon Cowell smoked outside after she complained.
Yeah.
That was seemed to be the biggest complaint that they actually felt was real. They said, as far as diversity, it's a very diverse show. This Jay Leno thing, this Jay Leno joke, is so stupid. She said, Jay Leno makes this racist joke. I just froze. It was my first interview.
She was shocked.
So what are they supposed to do, shoot Jay Leno? She said, there was no email. There was no company-wide memo. Nothing. They just said, we'd take it out. What the fuck? And they also said there was no evidence anyone ever told her that her hair, wardrobe, or anything was too black or that it was not even satisfactory.
Seems kind of soft.
It seemed like sour grapes to me. And by the way, I just don't think they treat people like Gabrielle Union poorly on shows like that. They're the stars.
No.
So,
and I want someone to search the internet to find a picture of her next to D. Wade smoking a stogie.
Yeah. Those 5 6 4 her. Months.
Doxer.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
As the world says we're in this together, Michigan has never been more divided. The COVID pandemic has affected the state of Michigan as much as anywhere in the country. People have had to make truly difficult sacrifices, like no spa treatment or golfing without a motorized cart. Some have made the ultimate sacrifice, doing heroic work. But in Lansing, you have another group. They are a militia that goes by the name the Incel Boys, which means that they are involuntarily celibate, which means they won't get laid anytime this century. These incels have been self-quarantining from normal people for years, but now they have emerged from their basements, pissed off and ready to go after another woman who has no interest in them. While more Michiganders have died from COVID than during all of Vietnam, these incels want to go to war with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who they believe invented the virus. Now, it may be true that some of the restrictions have been extreme, but the good people of Michigan will continue to be heroes and make difficult sacrifices, while the incel assholes will eventually go back to voluntarily self-quarantining in their basements. Michigan heroes and incel assholes. It's pure Michigan.
Look, George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.